This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Dungeon Builder's Harem Book 01 Part 5 Chapter 28
"That's it," Sisko whispered.
She crouched behind a bush and stared out at the cliff wall. We were in a canyon in the hills, the entrance choked with brush. There was a narrow path through them. It was clearly intentional. We were in the dungeon builder's lair. A shiver ran through me. My fingers flexed. We were about to attack another dungeon builder. Just blitz his home and overrun him. I sucked in a deep breath. My heart pounded. This would be crazy. I hoped we would be fine. I didn't want to lose anyone.
"Things still good at the dungeon, Yisuke?"
"They are, Leo,"
she said with some amusement.
"Stop worrying about us and worry about those poor girls. Not even Thunzi had done something so terrible."
I nodded.
"Where's the entrance, Sisko? You see where the wall juts out?
It's behind there."
I placed my hand on her head between her dog-like ears. The wild hound grinned up at me as I petted her while her tail wagged furiously behind her. I scratched her a few times. Her entire body quivered.
"Okay," I said. "Hila, you and your sister scout. We're behind you."
"Yes, master,"
she said, and then scampered forward, Sisko and Ci on her tail. They moved with quiet steps. They reached the crack and peered around the corner. Then they vanished around it. My stomach tightened as I moved up with my monster girls and Halia. Svisos and Zybas took up the rear. If this place had defenses against lightning, I wanted them held back. I adjusted my armor. They had brought it for me to wear. I had my lightning spear in hand, the tip crackling with energy. I had trained for this. Yusuka had coached me. I was ready for the fight. More ready than I had been when Thunzi had assaulted my labyrinth. I reached the crack and waited for the wild hound's report. My heart pounded. My sister quivered beside me. Halia held her sword tight.
"We found a door," said Hila. "It's iron and locked."
I blinked.
"Does anyone know how to pick a lock?"
"We have you covered, Lord Leo,"
Hila said.
"We're good with locks. Wait for us."
I sent Dot. I went around the corner into the dark room. It was nearly pitch black after a few steps, the daylight falling off sharply. But then the will-o-wisps glowed bright. Blue light spilled from them, revealing the three wild hounds crouched before an iron door. Hila had her claw inside the lock. I heard a click. She glanced at me, arching her eyebrow. I nodded. She opened it, and we flowed into the room. My heart surged up into my chest. He had had the time to restore his monster girls to life. The satyrs and oozes could be waiting for us again, all ready to do the fight a second time. Water dripped from the ceiling of the tunnel. It was cut into the rock, unadorned with anything. The wild hounds moved forward at a crouch, their heads down and asses up in the air. Tails swished back and forth as they sniffed.
"Look at those pussies,"
Garnet groaned. She smacked her lips.
"Don't you just want to devour them and fuck them? We should make as little noise as possible,"
Halia whispered.
"Right."
Garnet glanced at me.
"You getting horny for some wildhound pussy, big bro?"
"I know I am.
You have a one-track mind,"
I sent back. Lana Fullman snorted and nodded in agreement. Garnet grabbed my free arm.
"That's why you love me, right?"
"I love you for a lot of reasons,"
I thought, staring at her crimson eyes. She had her black hair gathered back into pigtails. Halia glanced at us and shook her head.
"Never knew about dungeon builders and their telepathy. It explains a lot. We all come from his soul,"
said Svisos.
"The void crystal just gives him the power to make us manifest. Otherwise, it holds us when we are not needed.
We sleep then," Zybas added.
"It's pleasant,"
Lana Fullman nodded.
"It's a labyrinth," said Hila.
"There are branching paths. This place twists and turns. Can you find us through, or do we have to go down all the side passages?
Sense are muddled."
I could see them again. They were at an intersection, noses down.
"Oozes and satyrs go in all directions from here.
They—"
All three went still. Their tails thrust upward. Then they turned to the left and pounced. Hoofs thudded. Growls and bass echoed. I rushed up the hallway at the sound of battle. They fought with satyrs. We hit the intersection. The three wildhounds fought with two satyrs. One of the satyrs had grabbed Ci and had her pinned against the wall. The satyrs had lowered to gore my wildhound. Panic shot through me. Magic flowed.
Spark of lightning, crackle of electricity, let the wrath of Lord and Lil explode,
I chanted as the horns plunged in. They buried into Ci's chest. She howled in pain. The lightning bolt crackled and struck the satyr. She collapsed smoking.
CI fell over her, bleeding out. Her sister Wildhounds pulled down the other satyr. Claws ripped and teeth bit. The satyr kicked and gurgled. Lord Leo. CI whimpered, her life spilling out of her. I'll dream of you. She went still. The satyr she fell over melted away. Then CI dissolved into motes, returning to the void crystal. Despite that, tears touched my eyes. The pain she felt was real. She might not be dead, but she had suffered for me. I gripped my spear. Something wet landed on me. It spilled over me, thick and viscous. I gasped as it covered my mouth. It poured into my throat. I couldn't breathe. I felt the gelatinous goo all around me, suffocating me. Lana Fullman gasped at the sight of the ooze girl who had dropped down from the ceiling. The blue, gelatinous woman had slid her pussy over his head, distending her hips and belly. Lana could see his face buried into the ooze's snatch through her skin. He grabbed at her thigh with his left hand, fingers sinking into her flesh. Fear shot through the lightning sprite. No! Halia gasped. She swung her sword, cutting through a tentacle that lashed out from the monster girl. It fell to the ground with a wet splat. The buzzing blade thrust forward, slamming into the monster girl's torso. Did nothing to her. You gross! Garnet gasped, seized by another tentacle. I don't want to play hentai with you. Not when you're smothering my big brother! Shadows flared in her hands. Then she whipped at the ooze. It struck the enemy monster girl's gelatinous body, flesh rippling. Leo dropped his spear. The sparking blade clattered on the ground. Lightning crackled from Lana's wings. She threw them wide. The energy sizzled over her when the sound of hooves thudding on the ground drew her attention. She whirled to find a satyr rushing at her from another corridor, horns lowered. She unleashed her lightning. It blasted from her wings and struck the satyr in the chest. The monster girl fell to the ground in a quivering pile. Leo's knees collapsed. He fell to the ground. He was on his hands and knees, suffocating. Garnet frantically whipped at the succubus with her shadows. The wildhounds growled, but they were wrapped up by another ooze. She had them in her tentacles and pulled their heads into her body to drown them. Lana focused her electrical charge. She had to fire her bolt, but he was thrashing so much. Halia cursed and slashed at another ooze dripping from the ceiling, narrowly avoiding getting engulfed, too. Her blade cut through a pair of arms, dropping them to the ground. Then she slashed through the torso and did nothing. Lady Sharita, aid me! Gasped Halia as tentacles seized her sword arm and jerked her forward. Lana's lightning bolts were not precise. If she missed, she could kill the thrashing Leo. Then they would all die. Garnet sobbed, her wings flapping as she fought against the tentacle pulling her in to be engulfed. The ooze laughed. She enjoyed herself as she smothered Leo. I have to act. Lana Fullman told herself. You play Jane Dangerous. What would she do? She would grab something useful from the environment. She would think on her feet. Whatever she needed would be at hand. A weapon that had fallen, a magical artifact on a pedestal, an innocuous item in her belt pouch. Something that. Her eyes fell on the silver spear, the tip sparking with electricity. She picked it up and thrust it at the ooze, aiming well above Leo's head. The spear tip lanced into the ooze. The electricity arced through her gelatinous body. Her flesh spasmed and roiled. Then she dissolved into a puddle. Leo ripped his head free, panting and coughing. He sucked in breaths. You saved him! Garnet shouted, tears in her eyes. Lana, Lana, you saved him! Little help! Halia gasped. The warrior woman had her body being pulled into the ooze by her sword arm. Unable to swing her weapon, she couldn't resist. Her boots slid across the floor. The ooze had a big grin on her face, smiling in delight. Lana thrust the spear over Halia's shoulder and into the gelatinous face of the ooze. Her beautiful features spasmed as the electricity coursed through her. Halia stumbled free as the slain ooze melted into a puddle and vanished. Lightning zapped to the left, strobing the air. The will-o-wisps had rushed to the wildhound's aid. They had shoved hands into the ooze and zapped her. She now melted away, freeing Sisko and Hila from their own drowning. Fuck me! Panted Leo. That was a good ambush. I don't like these oozes! Groaned Garnet. They're icky. Hentai should be a lot more fun than that. It was scary. Hentai? Asked Halia. She's talking about tentacle sex. Leo said. Come on, we have to keep moving. Hila, Sisko, which way? The two wildhounds put their noses to the ground as Leo picked himself up. Lana handed over his spear and then shuddered when he cupped her face and kissed her. A shiver went through her at the feel of her number one fan's lips. No, Lana Fullman didn't miss Hollywood and making movies. She was doing something important. They would save those poor village girls. This way, Lord Leo! Growled Sisko. She pointed to the right. I smell humans. Hila nodded. Lead on. I growled. They both scampered ahead. Sisko bounded at the lead. She landed on the floor and it vanished beneath her. She yelped, and then came a sickening crunch as she hit the bottom of the pit trap. I closed my eyes as I felt her essence melt away, return to the void crystal. Hila stopped at the edge, her tail thrust straight up. Of course, there would be traps. I had traps in my dungeon. Hila edged around the hole, peering down. Her body shuddered. I just hoped Sisko's death was painless. I had to make it up to her when I healed her. And CI too. Hila moved slower. She went around another section of the floor. I swallowed, staring at it. I couldn't see any sign of a trap at all, but I believed Hila that there was something there. I wasn't about to take any chances. I gripped my spear and kept going. At the next intersection, she sniffed around and then she moved to the right, moving cautiously. I gripped my spear. I could have 13 monster girls active at a time. He could have 4 or 5 more still around. Where were they?
Waiting down dead ends to attack us from behind, we avoided 2 more traps as we wound through the labyrinth. And then we came to another locked door. Hela sniffed at it, and then shoved her claw in. She fumbled at it, her tail wagging back and forth.
Come on, she muttered.
Yes.
She opened the door, hooves clopped behind us. Svisos yelped in surprise then screamed in pain.
I whirled to see lightning arching from Zybus's hand.
She struck a satyr. But the monster girl had already done damage. Svisos fell to the ground, lightning zapping from her wound. The incandescent gas that made up her body then hissed out of the puncture wounds. She seemed to deflate. She stared up at me.
Sorry, Lord Leo.
She cried and then she vanished, Zybus swallowed.
She hit Svisos before I could react, Lord Leo. It's okay,
I muttered. I felt sick that my poor monster girls were suffering. They were protecting Halia and me. We were the only 2 that couldn't come back.
This room is full of vines, said Hela. I don't like it.
I wrenched my gaze from where Svisos had vanished. There could be 4 or 5 monster girls left. I flexed my fingers and then I whirled and followed Hela into the room with the vines. It was lit like it was daylight in here. Bright and sunny. The room held warmth. An abundance of natural beauty.
Life magic, whispered Halia.
Yeah, what can it do?
I asked, eyeing the thick vines that hid the stone walls. More creepers spread over the ceiling.
Heal,
Halia said.
And control plants.
Oh,
I said. Then I groaned.
Oh, fuck.
The vines attacked. From every direction, whipping vines surged at us. They slammed into our bodies, wrapping around arms and legs. I grunted, twisting to dodge them. But there were too many of them. They wrapped around my legs and arms. I tried to thrust my spear at them, but they had my limb bound tight. Garnet gasped, her small titties jiggling as they pulled her arms over her head, seized by green tendrils from the ceiling. Others had her legs and wrapped around her torso. They squeezed about her naked flesh, digging into her skin. She screamed in pain. A moment later, so did I. Thorns bit into my wrists, digging at the flesh. Blood welled around where they held my skin. They tore through my socks. Hela ripped at her attacker with her teeth, savaging through the green vines that had seized her. Zybus crackled with electricity. Her vines smoked about her body, blackening where they touched her roiling, blue flesh.
Leo!
Lana Fullman shouted. Her wings flared wide, crackling with electricity. Then she discharged a blast before her, sizzling the vines that surged in at her. They blackened and smoked. Some burst into flames, but the ones from behind her grabbed her. She gasped as they seized her by the waist, digging into her silvery skin. Her golden hair crackled as she screamed out her pain. More surged down at us. Garnet thrashed. Halia hacked. She sliced her sword, the blade humming as it danced through the air. It sang as she hacked and sliced and cut her way through the incoming damage. She growled through her teeth and pivoted in the spot, her boots jiggling as she slashed through them all.
Lightning crackle and hiss, gird me in the love of Lady Atu,
I chanted as fresh vines squeezed about my breastplate, the metal groaning from the strain. A field of crackling electricity burst around me. The vines holding me shriveled and sizzled. My little sister screamed, her face contorting in pain. Her leathery wings fluttered. A tendril grabbed one, squeezing about it.
No, no, no,
she screeched. I broke free of the scorching vines. I slashed my spear as a sword before me. I cut into the tendrils binding my sister. Fury beat in my heart as I did. I cut with vigor. Halia hacked behind me. Hela tore herself free. She dodged a pair of incoming vines and darted toward Zybus.
Lord Leo!
Zybus screamed that I cut the vines holding my sister's wings. Garnet's red eyes stared at me with such pain and yet with hope.
Big bro!
Halia swept around Lana Fullman. Hela reached Zybus and tore at the vines squeezing about her breasts, blue mist spilling from her wounds. The static aura remained on me, crisping black any vines that surged down to grab me. It was hard hacking with any control with my spear. It was a stabbing weapon, but Garnet was in trouble. I wasn't about to let her suffer. I cut her free. She stumbled back, blood spilling around her wrists. She rubbed at them, whimpering. More blood oozed around her waist.
You saved me, big bro!
She cheered, her eyes shining. She went to hug me, but I held a hand out.
You'll get hurt.
The spell.
Oh, right.
She grinned at me.
You'll never get a girl if you surround yourself in deadly lightning, big bro.
Really?
I asked her.
If you're not my girl, then what are you?
She giggled, her tail swishing behind her.
I'm your cute succubus. I'm not a girl any longer.
I'm something better. Something far, far more adorable. She formed a heart with her hands and rested her chin on it.
Right.
Not the time. Halia growled. She had hacked free Lana while Hela had finished tearing Zybus free.
But there were still vines surging in on us. I nodded and then marched forward.
Door.
Lightning burst from Lana.
She fired the lightning out at them, clearing out space before us. Zybus grabbed tendrils leaping down at her and shriveled them with her powers.
Hela dodged, ripping and tearing.
Halia hacked. She looked magnificent, her braid of black hair flowing behind her as she fought. We battled away across the vine-covered room.
Halia's sword sliced vines that attacked from the floor, wrapping around feet.
Garnet hovered behind me. My spear slashed before us. Smoke billowed through the room, the plant sizzling and burning from the electricity damage. We reached the far end. I grabbed the door and yanked it open. Something clicked. Big bro. Garnet shouted and slammed into me.
Chapter 29. My static aura spell zapped Garnet. She screamed in pain as she knocked me to the side. Something was past me and struck into Garnet. I stumbled and whirled to see a thick arrow had crashed into her chest. It was the size of my fist. She stared at me with a huge smile on her face, her skin blackened in spots from the magical protection on me.
Gonna take a nap. You better wake me up with a kiss. Garnet!
I shouted and reached for her, dismissing my protection spell. But she fell back and then her body melted away into darkness. The last to go was that smile on her face. Despite the pain, she had joy. She had saved my life. That ballista bolt would have rammed through me. I trembled as her cute face dissolved away, the smile gone. My hands shook. This powerful blow struck my stomach. I wanted to throw up. But she was alive. I knew that. She would come back. I just had to win the day. She slept in the void crystal.
She is in there, right, Celine?
I demanded, clutching my spear.
Yes, she is,
Celine said, concern in her voice.
They all are. Don't you worry. Their souls are fine. I'm watching over them.
Good. I swallowed. My little sister had taken a blow for me. I should have protected her.
If you can make her feel relaxed or something.
Or something, Celine said, sounding amused.
I'll take care of them. You just take care of yourself.
Little sis. Hila whimpered at where Garnet fell.
She's fine.
I croaked. I glanced down the hallway. I could see the ballista at the end of the corridor. It had not reloaded.
Vicious trap, said Halia. We need a thief. You need to let me go first,
Hila said.
I'm your scout. I can take it. You'll bring me back. I don't want you monster girls suffering for me.
I protested.
I know.
She smiled at me, her ears twitching. Then she grabbed my shoulders and licked my cheek.
And that's why we love you. You love me because you were made to love me,
I muttered.
I don't think so.
She wiggled against me.
Do you think the monster girls of Dungeon Builders love them when they're forced to do dumb things like raid villagers? Do you think they don't know when their master has no regard for their lives?
You love us all, Lord Leo.
Yes, Zyba said.
So don't worry about us. If we die, you'll revive us. So just let us protect you and Halia,
Hila said and then scampered down the hallway. She paused and sniffed at the ground.
Trap! Your monster girls are something else, said Halia. I never thought of them as anything more than wild beasts. Things to be killed. But they have feelings, don't they? Doesn't everyone?
I asked.
That's the problem. Humans, even dungeon builders, can do such harm by being selfish. The dungeon builders just have more power to cause more harm.
I headed down the hallway, stomach tight with caution. We moved deeper into the dungeon. If we were about on the same power level, then we must be nearing the end of this dungeon. Hila padded before us, her cute rump thrust up in the air, tail wagging. Halia walked at my side, Lana Fullman behind us with Zyba's taking up the rear. I glanced up at the ceiling. There were holes in it. I swallowed. Was there another level to this dungeon? I realized they were ooze holes. That was how they had gotten the drop on us, dealing the damage that they had. Hila hit a T-intersection. She stepped into it and turned to the right. Then she gasped. She leaped to her feet and stumbled back. She held the horns of a satyr who had tried to gore her. The satyr pushed her back across the floor. Hila strained against the monster girl. I charged forward and thrust my spear at the satyr. Hila growled, fighting to stop being pushed down the left branch. My weapon rammed in the side of the satyr. She bleated out in pain and blood spurted. With a mighty heave, she threw Hila back. The wild hound stumbled to regain her balance, her feet dancing. She stepped on a tile. A click echoed. Then the floor opened up and she vanished from sight, falling down a pit trap.
No!
I screamed. The satyr fell dead at my feet before she vanished, returning to her owner's void crystal. My hands clenched in fury. My heart pounded with such rage. Another one of my monster girls hurt and dead. I hated this. It was so barbaric.
It's okay, Zyba's whispered. I'll take the lead.
Wait,
I gasped.
What about you? You'll just get killed. But you'll save me.
She smiled at me.
We love you, Lord Leo. We're all willing to die for you.
Garnet.
Big sis Lana.
All of us.
I swallowed against the emotion and nodded. I felt terrible, but they were right. They were magical creatures. Their souls were never gone. I could always rebuild their flesh. I hated how this made me think of them as disposable. And no one should ever be disposable. I gripped my spear and we pressed on. The tunnels wound and twisted and turned. Zyba's took steps with caution. She braced herself for the traps that she expected to fall on her. The holes in the ceiling made my skin crawl. There had to be a few monster girls left. What if a noose fell on us? Just engulfed one of us and suffocated us in gel. Zyba's reached a door. She grabbed the handle, her back set. Then she flung it open. Steam billowed around her. For a moment, I expected her to scream, but then it cleared to show a bridge out over the water. It was a warm room. Tendrils of vapor rose from the water.
What's the trap?
I muttered.
Rooms this big have traps.
Always,
Halia said.
Never trust a room that you can't touch both walls at once.
Monsters or traps are there?
Zybus ventured into the room. It was a square, the bridge going out to the other side. It ended at a wall. I frowned as we stepped out with her. I glanced down the side. The water was about 10 feet below. A single pillar supported the bridge right in the middle. It had a ladder running down the side to climb out of the water. The pool was a deep blue. The depth was impossible to say. The only door out was to our left. 10 feet above the water, no way to climb up to it. The walls were a smooth blue. Everything was wet. Water dripped from the ceiling, condensing from the steam.
The bridge rotates? I asked. Giving you access to the exit?
That's annoying. Halia said. She peered into the water.
I guess someone has to jump in there and activate a switch.
It's right there, Lord Leo. Zybus shouted. She pointed to it. Then she dived over.
Wait.
I shouted, but she had already plunged into the water. Her bluish form almost vanished into the background, impossible to see. Shapes moved. Figures rose out of the depths fast. I could see fishtails swishing and hair billowing. Mermaids with big breasts surged in and attacked Zybus. She twisted in the water as they seized her. Lightning flared from Zybus, lighting up the water. One of the mermaids spasmed, but they had tridents they thrust at my will-o-wisp.
Fuck!
I snarled and undid the buckles on my breastplate.
Leo?
Gasped Lana. Going in after her. I growled and then pulled open my robes. I dropped them to the floor. I snagged up my spear. My wrists throbbed from the vines, but I didn't care. I dove into the water. The warmth engulfed me. It was like swimming in a hot spring. The mermaids liked it warm. Zybus twisted in the water. She dodged a trident thrust at her. Her electricity crackled, but the water was so big, how far could it travel before it dissipated? I lunged my spear into the back of one mermaid. She stiffened. Blood drifted from her. Two more twisted around to face me. They had purple and green hair that billowed about them, scales matching their tresses. They formed fresh tridents. Zybus swam at one, hugging her by the neck. The trident buried into her flesh even as she fired her lightning into the mermaid. The other drew back and threw her trident at me. The three-pronged spear hurtled through the water, a trail of bubbles behind it. I kicked hard to the right. It flashed past me. Bubbles burst from my mouth. I had to breathe. She formed another one as if she hardened it out of the very water around us.
Shadows flow and darkness sharpen. Let the cunning of Lord Zuin stab.
I shouted, unleashing my magic. A blade of night flew from me through the water. Not as fast as it normally did, but she was in the process of drawing back her trident to throw it when it took her in between the breasts. Her eyes widened. She stared down at it protruding from her tits. Then she dissolved away. I spun around to help Zybus, but I was all alone in the water. I kicked for the surface, my lungs screaming. Spots of darkness danced across my vision. I clawed at the water, reaching for the top. Then I burst out with a mighty gasp of air. I sucked it in. Lana and Halia stared down at me, relief on their faces.
Zybus?
Lana asked, her voice tight. I shook my head and swam for the controls. It was beneath the ladder. A wheel. I grabbed it, my feet treading water. How many of the enemy monster girls had we killed? I'd lost track.
Did he have more to unleash?
I didn't know. I twisted the wheel. The entire structure swung with a grinding that rumbled from deep in the water. It was slow, a ponderous turn as it twisted the weight of the bridge. Lana and Halia both stumbled for a moment before catching their balance. The bridge aligned with the other door. Now I climbed out, panting. I spilled over the top of the bridge. Halia held my robes for me. She didn't say anything, but I could see the pain in her face. She had such compassion in her eyes. She had changed so much from that first day I'd met her. And no, she hadn't changed. I was just seeing the other side of her. Not the adventurer, but the woman. I nodded to her in thanks and slipped on the robe. I nodded it closed. I donned my breastplate, and without a word, we marched to the door. Lana opened it with a smile. She tensed as she jerked it open. I expected the click. The firing of a thick bolt into her chest. But nothing. We had another stone corridor. Vines draped down the walls here. I groaned in resignation. Lana Fullman fired a sweep of lightning from her wings. It crackled down the hallway. Her hair crackled as she did. Vines crisped. Parts burst into flames. She stepped out into a hallway, tense, walking before me, head moving. Nothing attacked her. Halia and I followed her. My wet boots crunched on crisping plants. Halia held her sword low and ready to slash at them. We moved slowly, cautiously, down the hallway. Nothing attacked us. We reached the door, heavy. Metal. Reinforced. It felt important. I swallowed. The throne room lay beyond. I could feel it. Lana seized the handle. She yanked it open. It creaked upon a large room. The floor was a swirl of green and blue, small mosaic tiles that danced around each other to form intricate patterns that could only be realized from above. Several columns thrust up to the high ceiling. Vines grew across, forming a verdant spiderweb. A man sat on a throne at the far end. He wore bluish armor that appeared to be made of scales like a fish. He had a warhammer across his lap, water dripping from the end of it. He smiled, his face a swarthy brown. Black hair spilled down around his youthful features. Two monster girls flanked his throne. A naga with the lower half of a blue snake with white bands. Her hair fell about her lush and vicious face, matching her scales. She had no arms, her human torso as serpentine as her lower half. The second was a lean and feline monster girl. She had a pale body with black tiger stripes across it. Orange hair spilled down around her haughty and gorgeous face. Long whiskers thrust from her cheeks. She smiled, fangs flashing. Cat ears thrust above her head, triangular and twitching while a fuzzy tail swished behind her. She licked her lips, her hand lovingly resting on the dungeon builder's shoulder. I in the back, a cage held a huddle of village girls all wearing slips that barely covered their bodies. Anger boiled through me.
I'm here for the girls.
Welcome, welcome,
the dungeon builder said. He stood up, tall and strong.
I am Jindag. What an honor to host you.
Chapter 30. His words still echoing, the two monster girls surged out towards us. The Naga slithered while the catwoman, a Rakshasa I thought, raced with feline grace. Halia and Lana broke apart, each rushing to intercept a monster girl. Halia went for the Naga, leaving Lana to deal with the cat girl. I marched on Jindag, my spear gripped in my hand.
Such a cold greeting, said Jindag. I was surprised when you killed my monster girls on the raid. I expected adventurers to protect their women, not my brother.
We are not brothers,
I said, glancing at the girls. They all looked broken. Miserable. He had hurt them. Used them.
I am no brother to someone as foul as you. You disapprove of my little harem?
He asked, glancing at the women.
They're honored to lie with me. I'll plant strong sons in them. The other dungeon builders have it all wrong. They seek to build their catacombs and control territory, but they have no ambition. They cannot breed their monster girls, not even their companions. But regular women.
I will supplant the dungeon builders with my descendants. I shall steal their void crystals and give them to my boys. They shall spread. My dynasty will rule this world. There's one little problem with that.
I told him.
Which is?
Cold anger roiled through me. I had never wanted to kill anyone in my life until this moment. Kidnapping women to force them to have his children. To harm and brutalize them. It sickened me.
You have to survive my justice.
Justice. Sneered Jindag.
Aren't you and I past that? Aren't we above them all?
Why, because we have power.
Arrogance isn't an excuse to be above the law.
Be above what is right.
You are not a god, Jindag. You're a man.
Prove it. Spat Jindag as lightning crackled from Lana.
Prove I am a man. He gripped his warhammer and began changing a spell. Life energizes and enervates. Let the grace of Lady Ayana empower.
It was a spell I had never heard before. I spat out.
Lightning crackle and hiss. Gird me in the love of Lady Atu.
Lightning crackled in the air around me, a shield. His body grew stronger. He smiled as if he had strengthened himself in some way. I didn't care. I set my spear and charged in at him, betting I had trained more in combat than he had.
Waters gush and flow, let the force of Lord Enki sweep.
He roared. A vomit of water burst from his mouth. A great flood that crashed into the floor at me and then rushed at me with the growling ferocity of a stampede of horses. The floor shook from the force of the attack sweeping at me.
Lana Fullman rushed at the Rakshasa. As Leo shouted at the dungeon builder, the lightning sprite focused on her feline enemy. Electric charge built in Lana's wings. She threw them wide and unleashed her attack. The thick bolts of lightning sizzled through the air. The Rakshasa leaped over Lana's attack. And it was no small leap. She bounded high in the air, 20 or more feet. She hit her arc and hurtled down at the lightning sprite in a hissing pounce. Fangs flashed. Claws extended from the feline monster girl's fingertips. Lana Fullman flapped her wings. They propelled her back in a flash. The Rakshasa landed where Lana stood. Claws slashed at her flesh, seeking to rip and tear into her. To rend her into bloody pieces. Magical chanting echoed through the room as Lana danced back. The air whipped before her. Those claws came close to tearing open her guts. To ripping out her throat. She didn't have time to gather her lightning as she danced on her feet to survive the scratching fury before her. Pain burst in her leg. Blood welled from three slashes on her thigh. The Rakshasa grinned, her whiskers twitching as they thrust from her cheeks. She licked at her fingers.
Delicious. You're a kinky one, aren't you?
Lana asked. Water crashed and roared. It slammed into stone and broke like the sea on the waves. She couldn't worry about Leo. She had to focus on the foe before her. That was why she was here. To fight for her number one fan. The Rakshasa shrugged, tails swishing behind her.
It's a lot more fun, you know, being a Rakshasa, than my old life. I couldn't agree.
Lana shouted and channeled her time playing Jane Dangerous. She spread her wings wide, gathering her lightning, but the Rakshasa was faster. She lunged in, claws jamming right for Lana Fullman's stomach. A blow that would rip through her guts and punch out the back of her. A finishing move delivered with hissing, feline delight. The wall of water galloped at me. Frothing waves broke like the manes of trampling stallions. My training and fighting paid off. While my mind struggled to comprehend the sudden tidal wave rushing for me, my legs threw me to the right. I hit the ground and rolled out of the way. It struck the back wall and the door, breaking over it and then dissipating as the magic summoning it ended. I gained my feet in a flash and snarled.
Shadows flow and darkness sharpens. Let the cunning of Lord Zuin stab.
The dagger of darkness hurtled from me straight at Jindag. The dungeon builder flinched from the attack. It struck him in the chest, punching right through his scale armor and burying deep into his vitals. I smiled. That was a killing blow. Jindag staggered. The dagger vanished, leaving a gaping wound that overflowed with blood. I had never thought I could take such delight in hurting another human being, but those girls in the cage tugged at my heartstrings. They were all huddled together, whimpering, clutching each other.
This animalistic part of me wanted to make it hurt. To torture Jindag to death. Blood bubbled from his lips. He clutched at his wound with his left hand, still holding on to his warhammer. It was time to finish him off. I charged forward, spear aimed right at him. I had him. There was no escape for him. My triumph surged through me. He deserved every bit of agony and torment for the pain he had caused those girls. I would show the world that not all dungeon builders were like this beast before me. Halia and the Naga faced each other. She held her father's blade in her hand, the blessed weapon humming with excitement. The enchantments on it would cut through the Naga with ease. Certainty filled Halia's heart as they sized each other up. The Naga slithered on her tail. Her large breast swayed. A forked tongue flicked out. She had no arms, differentiating her from Elamia. But that didn't mean she had no way to attack. Her long tail could batter and strike. She could coil it about and strangle. She had sharp fangs. They would extend when she bit, and then would plunge venom into the body.
"You are gorgeous," the Naga said. "You are not a monster girl. You are fully human."
"Yes, I am,"
Halia said with pride.
"I know."
She almost spat out "filthy creature," but after today, how could she think that? Leo's monster girls loved him. They died for him today. Gladly. They knew he cared for them and were happy because their deaths meant he would live. He suffered, too. He cared for them all. He had such a generous heart, not like that bastard, Jindag. Water crashed and surged behind Halia. She heard chanting, Leo unleashing his magic. A grunt of pain. He had drawn blood. It was her turn now. She had to fight this Naga. Keep her distracted. Even kill her.
"Lady Sherida, be with me!"
She roared and rushed in. Her blade slashed at the Naga. The serpentine monster girl leaned back, her big boobs heaving. She pulled her body out of the way. Halia recovered, her attack slashing hard. Furious. She needed to control herself, but those girls in the cages clawed at her. She knew them.
"Such anger."
The Naga purred, slithering back before Halia's wrath.
"You serve a monster!" roared Halia.
"I am a monster,"
the Naga said, glancing down at her chest.
"I used to be a computer technician. I worked in a call center. But now, I am Jindag's Naga. I am his bodyguard.
You will not hurt him, human. You will be one of his women. He will put his sons in your womb. I'll rip his cock off first," vowed Halia, her blade slicing. The Naga slithered back. She hissed in fury. "Rip his cock off? That beautiful dick. Are you mad? How can you have his babies then? I don't want his filthy seed in me. You would reject the honor of bearing his child?" The Naga seemed horrified. Then glee spilled over her face. "Fine. Die." Her throat bulged and then she spat out a gout of greenish acid. Not venom. Not a poison. This liquid hissed through the air at the human warrior, steaming as it attacked the very atmosphere with its potency. I closed the distance, spear leveled, ready to ram it through the bastard's guts and see his evil end. He didn't deserve to have his powers. His monster girls. He had more than enough women. He didn't need to steal others. Harm them. Jindag spat out words, bloody froth bubbling on his lips. Blossom and regrow with life. Let the vitality of Lord Dumuzid heal. The gaping wound in his chest closed. The blood stopped flowing. He stood straighter, stronger. Life magic, I realized. He could heal himself. That wasn't good. I couldn't repair the raw wounds the vines had left on my wrists. Let alone anything serious. I would have to overpower him. Keep him from healing. I slammed my spear at him. He swung his warhammer and struck my weapon. Metal clanged as he knocked my thrust to the side. I skidded to a halt face to face with him. He raised his warhammer to crush my head in with a fatal blow. Sizzling touch, the spark of pain, let the prowess of Lord Enlil stun. I chanted, thrusting my hand out at him. Electricity crackled between my fingers. He cursed and threw himself back. His scaled armor rattled. He fell into a fighting stance, fury on his face. He glared at me with such righteous anger. Then he swung his warhammer at me. Water burst from the end and struck me like a whip in the chest, my armor ringing. I stumbled back a step. I thrust my spear again. He parried, whipping his warhammer back and forth. His brow tightened as he stared at me. I grinned. I could see the worry on his face. My training was superior to his. He hadn't practiced, but I had. Yusuke had ensured that I had the skill to survive. That I could survive anything the enemy could throw at me. He barely blocked my spear as my attacks drove him back. Worry flashed across his face. I grinned, lightning cracking around me from my protective spell. "How much can you heal?" I demanded. "How much damage can you recover with your magic?" He grinned. "You'd be surprised." I thrust out. He didn't bother parrying. My blade slammed into his scale armor. Lightning crackled over his armor. The tip buried through the scale armor and plunged into his stomach. He shook, his eyes wild as he trembled. Water's crushing weight surround, feel the grasp of Lord Enki squeeze. He cried out. A ball of water engulfed me. I gasped, my feet lifting off the ground. I was surrounded by the weight of liquid that pressed in on me from every side. My robes billowed around me. Lightning crackled from my static aura as panic swept over me. He was going to drown me. Chapter 31. The Rakshasa's punching claws lanced at Lana's guts, but she reacted with speed. Her lightning wings flapped hard, lifting her into the air. Golden hair swept behind the movie starlet. The Rakshasa's attack plunged past, tail swishing behind her. She hissed in feline fury at missing, Lana gathered her lightning as she twisted her body. She landed with grace behind her enemy, round breasts heaving. The move, Starla grinned as she unleashed another torrent of electric death hurtling towards her feline enemy, but the Rakshasa had a cat's reflexes and graces. She bounded to the right, landing on all fours. The lightning blast hurtled past her and struck the wall. Sparks flared from the impact, scorching the smooth stone.As part of her dodge, the Rakshasa used her tail to change her momentum and hurled herself at Lana with a second leap. The lightning sprite gasped. Her wings flared wide and flapped to lift her into the air, but not fast enough. Clawed hands seized Lana's wrists, jerking her off balance. Instead of rising into the air, she was struck by the Rakshasa and tackled to the hard floor. The mosaic tiles were cool on her back. She lay pinned to the ground, her arms thrust over her head. The Rakshasa's round breasts pressed into Lana's boobs. A feline tongue licked at her cheek. Warm and rasping, it caressed over her flesh and made her shudder. She twitched on the ground, her toes curling from the sensual caress.
Lord Jindag will soon claim you.
The Rakshasa purred.
You will be his, lightning sprite. I can't wait to eat your pussy. I'll make you come and come and come. Especially when you're full of his cum. Never!
Lana Fullman gasped.
I am Leo's. He's my number one fan. I would never serve another dungeon builder. But when he wins, and he will win,
the Rakshasa said with complete confidence,
you'll see things differently. You'll be his.
This fear sparked deep inside of Lana. She had seen that with Yusuku, Mthunzi's dark companion. The Fomorian had shifted her allegiance to Leo the moment he had won. She had gone from enemy to lover. She commanded the defenses of the dungeon right now, protecting the void crystal with the other will-o' wisps and wild hounds who had stayed behind. But Lana didn't want that. She didn't want to become just a unique lightning elemental monster girl serving Jindag. She was Leo's. She loved him. He was her number one fan. Out of all the women he could have brought to this world, including his little sister, he had summoned Lana Fullman first. The star of Jane Dangerous and a half dozen other films. She had degraded herself to be a movie star and found something far, far more wonderful in his harem. In his arms. She gave herself willingly to him. To think that she would find herself loving Jindag sickened her.
I won't!
She snarled even as a great wall of water burst. A ball of it formed to her right.
I won't forsake Leo Baldwin! I love him!
The Rakshasa laughed. The water squeezed about me while my static aura spell sizzled and sparked out my defensive magic attacked the watery death sinking to drown me. I could feel the pressure holding me in the center. Escape should be impossible, but my protection spell arced lightning through the water, weakening the magic. With a great splash, the ball of water fell apart. I stumbled out of it and saw Jindag rubbing at his belly where I had stabbed him. He had healed himself. I gripped my spear and snarled, ramming my spear forward. His head snapped up. His eyes widened.
Fuck your mother!
My spear slammed into him again. I rammed deep, driving him back a few steps. He groaned, shock on his face. He had let me stab him in the stomach so that he could kill me. But it hadn't worked. Now panic flickered across his expression. I grinned, savoring my victory. I wrenched my spear free of his body, a new hole gushing blood. I thrust it forward again. He struggled to bring up his warhammer. I hit him in the chest. I thrust through armor and heard ribs cracking. He screamed in pain. His knees buckled.
You think you can hurt those women and not pay?
I roared, righteous indignation burning through me.
Waters gush and flow, let the force of Lord Enki sweep.
He spat out as I thrust in again. The wave of water burst from his mouth. This time, there was no dodging. The stampede slammed into me. The flood drove me to the floor. I tumbled across the room, batting against the stones. My head struck one. Stars flared. The water surged past me, leaving me lying on my back. My head rang from the impact. I blinked my eyes, staring dazedly up at the ceiling. My stomach roiled. I wanted to sit up. I needed to move, but everything felt fuzzing from the impact. The world lurched.
Blossom and regrow with life, let the vitality of Lord Dimazid heal.
Jindag chanted.
No.
I wheezed. I had to get up. My limbs twitched. He appeared over me, his armor stained in blood. Gaps in the metal showed his healed brown flesh beneath. He laughed at me and raised his hammer. He slammed it down into my chest. My breastplate rang. The blow rattled through. I felt it shaking my chest. He raised it again and slammed it down on my chest. My body spasmed. The metal dented. It pressed against my chest. He grinned at me, a wild look of triumph in his eyes as he raised his heavy weapon a third time. Halia threw herself to the ground. The acid hissed over her head. It struck the stones behind her and sizzled on them. She rolled up in a crouch and thrust her humming sword forward. The Naga rose so the blow hurtling for her human belly, complete with a dimpled navel, instead struck armored belly scales. Right where a band of white met the thicker segments of blue. Halia's sword failed to penetrate the Naga scales and skidded to the right. The weapon scored the armored protection but didn't penetrate. The warrior cursed and rose to her feet, falling into a guard stance. The Naga's tongue flicked out.
You shall bear him strong children!
The Naga hissed.
I thought you were trying to kill me.
Halia growled.
If you die, then they wouldn't be strong enough.
She said.
But if you survive.
She shuddered in ecstasy, her boobs swaying before her. Halia attacked. Her boots smacked on the floor as she rushed in and swung a cleaving blow that would cut the Naga from shoulder to hip,
cutting through those huge breasts in the process. The Naga hissed. Her tail swung out in a blurring blow. Halia saw it, but she had committed her all to her attack. She tried to dodge. She did. The tail struck her lower legs in a hard blow. They swept out from beneath her. She fell backward, her braid fluttering. She crashed down on her ass and then back. Air burst from her lungs. She coughed as the Naga slithered forward, such delight on her face. The Naga would wrap Halia up. Kill her. Or force her to be raped by that bastard, Jindag. As she fought to catch her breath and stand, the Naga's tail slithered in. The blow struck. Pain burst through me. My armor crumpled more. The next hit would break my ribs. I had to act. A spell popped into my mind as he drew back for the next crushing blow that would end my life. And all my women's life. Garnet and Lana Fullman flashed before my eyes at that moment. Then the will-o'-wisps and wildhounds. Yusuke. Halia. Darkness hides and shadows conceal. Let the curse of Lord Zuin fall. My spell struck Jindag. Patches of darkness covered his eyes. He gasped and staggered back. He shook his head, the world suddenly stolen from him. He stumbled to his right as I groaned and staggered to my feet. What did you do to me? Jindag snarled. He turned. Where are you? Coward! Face me! Your mother is a whore! A fucking whore, coward! I picked up my spear. It made a steely rasp against the stones. He whirled to face me. I felt his rage slam into me in that moment. He boiled with rage over his need to tear into me. To rip me apart. I didn't care. He couldn't see me. I would. Water's crushing weights around. Feel the grasp of Lord Enki squeeze. He cried out. I started to chant. Spark of lightning, crackle of electricity. Water engulfed me a second time. It squeezed about me, holding me in the center. This time, I didn't have static aura going. It pressed down at me. I had to finish him off. I opened my mouth to chant the spell, but the water poured and past my lips. It choked me, keeping me from speaking the words underwater. My limbs thrashed. I fought to escape. I could see the rippling surface all around me. It was just out of reach. I kicked my legs hard, fighting against the pressure. It held me tight. A grasp that I would not escape from. Fury screamed out of me. I didn't want to die like this. Drowned. My lungs burned. Spots of darkness dotted my vision. The edges fuzzed as the black swallowed it. I had to breathe. Needed to breathe. Couldn't breathe. Oh yes, yes, you're going to squeal on his cock. The Rakshasa cooed. It won't be long now. Look, he's engulfed. Lana Fullman gasped at the sight of Leo trapped in a ball of water. Fear for her number one fan rippled through her. She had to save him. Protect him. Lightning crackled over her wings. They bristled with power. The Rakshasa hissed and leaped back in time for the blast of electricity to miss the feline monster girl. It struck a patch of vines on the ceiling. They burst into sizzling flames. They devoured along them. Ash rained down, but Lana ignored them. You bitch! Hissed the Rakshasa. Lana rose and gathered more of her lightning. But she didn't aim her attack at the feline monster girl. She focused on the man she loved, drowning in a sphere of water. It was a ball of rippling liquid 8 or so feet across. He was just out of reach of the edge. The Rakshasa slammed into Lana from behind. Furry arms reached around her, and claws raked across her belly. Pain flared, but she didn't care. She focused her all on the attack. She unleashed her passion. It arched out from her, crackling with her love. Leo! She screamed. I drowned. I was dead. I had failed my monster girls. Failed Celine. I had agreed to protect her, and now I would drown in a ball of water. My vision had almost been swallowed by the darkness. My hand relaxed on my spear. The water sizzled. Current burst through it. I felt it dancing around me. Every hair on my body stood up. My limbs spasmed. The watery grip holding me tight relaxed. I gasped as the water flowed around me. I struck the floor, landing on my knees. Water gushed out in every direction and then vanished, the spell disrupted. Leo! Lana cried out. I glanced at her. The Rakshasa's claws raked up my movie starlet's torso, leaving bloody wounds behind. My heart lurched as they reached up her chest for her neck. The Rakshasa ripped out Lana Fullman's throat. Blood spurted. She smiled at me, her blue eyes shining with joy. Then she vanished, her body destroyed. The Rakshasa focused on me. She snarled and lunged in at me, fury in her face. Her tail swiped behind her. I coughed, struggling to regain my breath, dizzy from my near drowning. The feline monster girl leaped. Halia groaned as the tail slammed down on her torso. Her entire body spasmed from the crushing pain. The Naga raised her tail again. She shook her head in disappointment. Her tongue flicked out as she drove the tail down to crush Halia again. To end her life. But she was Anguin's daughter. She wouldn't die without taking her enemy with her. She twisted her sword and held it upright, the point buzzing. Then she thrust at the tail plunging at her. Her blade struck the scales. The two forces met, intensifying the strength of her stab. Last time, she failed to penetrate. This time, the Naga helped her. Halia's blade buried deep into the Naga's tail. The serpentine monster girl hissed in pain, her tits heaving. She recoiled back, pulling her tail off the blade. Blood gushed. The Naga cried in pain, her face twisting from the agony of this moment. It gave Halia the opening she needed. She rolled to her feet, ignoring the bruising pain across her torso, and rushed in at the Naga.
Justice blazed inside of Halia. Leo had proven himself to be a good dungeon builder, and his monster girls were sweet and adorable, but not this Naga. Nor her master. They had to pay for their crimes. I rolled to the right. The Rakshasa landed where I had been. She spun around and snarled. Jindag turned in her direction, his eyes covered by the blinding darkness. He gripped his warhammer in his hand. Rage twisted across his face. I scrambled to stand, my wet robes clinging to me. My breastplate squeezed about my chest, making every breath difficult.
Where is he? Demanded Jindag. Your left, Lord Jindag. The feline hissed. Let's kill him together. Follow.
Roaring like a tiger, she rushed at me. Jindag followed, running, raising his warhammer. He swung it blindly before him, a behemoth hurtling at me. I darted to my right, almost tripping over my wet robes. Her claws slashed into my hip, ripping through my robe and biting deep into my flesh.
I have bloodied him! She snarled.
She slid to a stop on the wet floors and whirled to face me. Jindag stumbled past, swinging his warhammer.
Turn right, Lord!
She cried. Jindag whirled to his right, swinging his warhammer at me. The brutal weapon swung for me. At the same time, the Rakshasa pounced at my right to pen me in. To keep me from escaping. I threw myself to my belly. I landed with a clatter, grunting. The warhammer howled over my head, the air from its passage rippling down at me. Jindag snarled and then flowed his attack into a downward slam at me. I rolled to my right. The heavy weapon crashed into the tiled floors. Stone chips burst from the impact. The Rakshasa landed on me. Her claws slammed into my breastplate. Her teeth snapped sharp down at my throat. I thrust my hands up and grabbed her neck. My fingers slid through her fur until my hand grabbed her beneath her chin, wrenching her jaws away from my flesh. Feline hisses burst from her mouth.
What's going on?
Jindag shouted, hefting his weapon again.
Boggy?
Green eyes, reflective and slit like a cat's, stared down at me. Whiskers twitched from her cheeks as she hissed at me. Her sharp fangs snapped as she struggled to rip out my throat. I wouldn't let her.
Spark of lightning, crackle of electricity, let the wrath of Lord and Lil explode.
She couldn't dodge the spell at this range. It struck her body. Sparks erupted. She hissed in feline pain. Her body thrashed. I heaved her to my left, rolling her into Jindag's feet. Her body thrashed. A wound smoked on her breasts.
Boggy!
Jindag howled. He bent down and put a hand on her chest.
Blossom and regrow with life, let the vitality of Lord Dumuzid heal.
I saw my opening as he healed the Rakshasa. I thrust out my hand and growled.
Sizzling touch, the spark of pain, let the prowess of Lord Enlil stun.
The smoking wound vanished from her chest as my crackling palm smacked Jindag in the face. Electricity arched into him. He reeled back and sprawled unconscious. His body twitching from my spell's effect, incapacitated.
Lord Jindag!
Roared Boggy. She threw herself at me. I grunted as the force of her fury slammed me back. I hit the tiled floors. My head snapped into the stone. Stars burst across my body. A dizzying wave washed over me. Metal ripped from my chest. I lay there, disoriented. Stunned. A hissing fury fell on me, a furry comet. Claws tore into my chest, raking down my flesh. The pain felt so remote. Distant. This was a problem. But my body didn't want to move. Halia ducked another barrage of spit, her sword dripping with the Naga's blood. The monster girl, snarling through her pain, swung her tail at the hero. Halia dodged it with ease, the tail stiff from the blood spilling crimson over the blue scales. Halia thrust her sword at the Naga's chest, right for her heart. The Naga snapped her head down and did something absolutely insane. She caught the buzzing blade with her powerful bite. She arrested the sword with the strength of her teeth. Halia gasped in shock at the desperate feat the Naga had pulled off. Halia had never seen its like. Her shock gave the Naga an opening. With a snap of her powerful body, she shoved back on the sword, driving the hilt into Halia's stomach. The air burst from the warrior's lungs. Coughing, she doubled over. Releasing the blade and hissing, the Naga's head snapped in, jaws opening wide. Fangs extended like a snake's, a pair of needle-thin sabers that would pierce Halia's flesh and poison her body. Halia did the only thing she could. She headbutted the Naga. Her skull cracked into the Naga's. The monster girl cried out, her own head snapped back. She swayed, eyes blinking from the hard blow. Halia's own temple throbbed, but she had been ready for it. She wrenched her blade free of the Naga's hands and then rammed it forward. This time, the Naga, stunned from the headbutt, didn't catch the blade. It rammed right through her heart. She stiffened. Her tail thrashed, then she vanished. The pain sharpened my mind. I could focus. Act. I thrust my hand against Boggy's chest as her claws raked over my stomach.
Sizzling touch, the spark of pain, let the prowess of Lord Enlil stun.
She convulsed on me and collapsed on my body, as stunned as her master. I heaved her over, panting. My stomach and chest pulsed with pain. I groaned, blood welling from the wounds, soaking my gray robes.
Fuck!
I groaned and stood up. I forced myself to my feet and stared down at Jindag. The swarthy man lay stunned. His mouth opened. Twitches spasmed through his body. It was hard to tell he was breathing with the scale armor he wore. I staggered over and grabbed my spear. The tip crackled with lightning. I leaned on it as I stared down at him. He was vulnerable. I had to finish him off. Kill him. But he was helpless.
I swallowed at the prospect of killing a man just lying prone. It was fucked up. Twisted. I gripped the spear, my hand shaking as I stared down at him.
You have to finish him off, Halia said as she stumbled over.
She coughed, a hoarse and rasping sound. A bruise swelled on her stomach. She clutched her buzzing sword in one hand.
Kill him, Leo. He's stunned.
I groaned. I glanced at the cage where the violated village girls lay. They looked catatonic and helpless.
Hopeless.
Anger surged through me. I raised my spear to finish him off, and he was helpless, too. He just lay there. Vulnerable. It would have been one thing to kill him in the middle of the fight, but now. Now it felt so much like murder. My stomach twisted. Was this how dungeon builders went evil? They did acts like this. Forced themselves to batter down their humanity. The first time I murdered, it would be hard, but it would become easier and easier with each subsequent time. My hand shook. I didn't want that to happen to me.
He can't be allowed to live, Halia said.
I know,
I croaked.
But, Halia stared at me. Then she smiled like she understood. Sympathy flashed across her face. Then she smoothly thrust her sword down into his heart, punching through the scales of his armor, and into his chest. He stiffened. His fingers curled. Then he exhaled and lay still. She ripped out her sword and said,
You are a good man, Leo.
Hold on to that. I nodded and then gasped in shock as I felt the power rushing into me. I hadn't killed him, but one of my followers had. I stared at Halia, stunned as the magic flowed into me. I felt the two new runes settle onto my body. I ripped open the front of my robes and there they were, two new designs branded into my chest. Both were made of the cuneiform-like arrows as my other glyphs. One was three chevrons pointing up, each flowing into the next, the middle one taller. They reminded me of waves. The other one was made of four of the arrows, two stacked on each other with two more branching off at upward angles. It reminded me of the peace sign. Or maybe it was a tree. Water and life runes. I could feel the new magic in me. The new additions to my harem. Bagi, lying stunned, suddenly felt like she was mine. I swallowed and bent down. I touched her and said the words that I had heard Jindag say a few times. They were now echoing in my soul.
Blossom and regrow with life, let the vitality of Lord Dumazid heal.
The restorative magic flowed out of me and into Bagi's body. She spasmed a few times. Her whiskers twitched. Then her eyes opened. They stared up at me with feline confusion. Then she shuddered and rose.
Lord Leo,
she said and rolled into a kneeling crouch. She bowed to me, her pale, striped body looking submissive. Orange hair tumbled about her face that I shuddered. She was mine now. So was the Naga. I could feel her distantly in my void crystal. She slumbered. I glanced at Halia. Then I touched her and muttered the same spell. The bruise on her stomach faded. Her breathing grew less coarse. I mended myself as I rubbed at her belly, prodding at her wound. As my wounds healed, she smiled at me. Then, to my shock, she put her arms around me and kissed me. I stiffened at the feel of her lips on mine. They thrust into my mouth. Her lips worked on mine. This heat rose inside of me as I slid my arms around her. I held her to me as she whimpered against my mouth. She broke the kiss. I panted as I stared at her in shock. She licked her lips, her breasts rising and falling. Then she fell to her knees before me. I stared at her in confusion. I could taste the sweetness of her on my lips.
Halia? I, Halia, daughter of Anguin, do pledge my sword to you, Leo Dungeon Builder. In the name of Lady Sherida, Goddess of Light, I vow to serve you in all things.
Light flared around her, a column of it focused down on her, bathing her. Then she gasped as it changed into gold. She shuddered and then lifted her sword. It had a nimbus of light around it. The blade felt holy.
She has made me into a paladin of light,
gasped Halia in shock. She stared up at me.
She approves of my service to you.
Yeah, I said, feeling more than a little stunned by it.
Why?
Why? Halia smiled as she rose.
Isn't it obvious, Lord Leo? You have proven yourself with your actions. You want the world to be better.
I want the same.
I will work with you.
Be your blade.
Your protector.
Her eyes grew smoky.
Your lover.
You mean that? I asked.
You are.
She stepped forward.
Exhilarating.
Ecstasy crossed her face.
You are worthy of my heart. I am a virgin.
Damn. I muttered. Then I glanced at the imprisoned girls.
We should get them back to the village.
She gasped and whirled.
You're right.
As she marched to the girls, I headed to the door at the back. I had something I wanted to see. I marched through the door. This place felt dead. The magic that maintained it gone. Bagi walked with me. She sauntered at my heels, saying not a word. The hallway led to a living area. Furniture similar to what I'd built, though there was an Asian feel to it. He must have been from India, or maybe Bangladesh. I looked around it before passing into the bedroom.
You don't have a problem with following me, Bagi?
I asked as I moved to the vault.
Of course not, Lord Leo.
She said.
You own me now. Did you love him?
I asked, moving around the bed.
What a curious question.
She said.
I was his teacher before he brought me to this remarkable world. He freed me from a cruel marriage and gave me power. But did I love him? I don't think so. He didn't love me. He didn't love anything but himself.
My monster girls loved me. Right from the start. What was the difference between Jindag and me? Was it how we view the world?
Did we imprint something on our monster girls when we made them? I opened the door, and there lay the void crystal. Inert. It didn't absorb energy any longer. I had taken its essence. I wondered what happened to the Celine that lived in it. So I thought the question to mine. She's gone back to the source, said Celine. Her consciousness gone. Merged back into it to await another chosen. What's the source? I asked. I really don't know. I looked around the walls. What's to become of this dungeon? Will it crumble? It will remain. Real monsters might set up nests in it. Or it may lay forgotten for eons. It is now subject to the normal decay of the world. I nodded and turned. This place would be a tomb then. Jindag would lie in his throne room slowly rotting away. A pity he didn't have a dungeon builder to mentor him. To show him that there was another way to go about these things. Chapter 32. Aaliyah guided the liberated women to Astavin. I watched with Bagi from the edge of the town as the girls, dressed in their torn clothing, were returned to them. Jindag had wanted to breed them to form his own army that would let him exceed the limit of what he could create with his void crystal. He planned on using life magic to twist them. Mold them. Shape them. What a sick man. The women of the village greeted their traumatized daughters. They were embraced. Some broke down and wept in the arms of mothers and sisters and aunts. Others looked stunned. My stomach twisted with rage at the sight of them. I glanced at Bagi. What did you think of Jindag's plan? I asked. She scowled. It was piggish. But he ruled. We obeyed. Her whiskers twitched. No. We wanted to obey. We wanted to help him. No. Now I feel your outrage. I share it. She stared at me. It's like your will is my will. I don't understand it. You are tied to the glyph. I muttered. I own the glyph. And now you own me, Lord Leo. She said, her voice surprisingly affectionate. You have freed me from the bondage of evil. A purr rose in her throat, feline and happy. She nuzzled her whiskered cheek into my chest, those long strands ticklish. Her orange, cat-like ear twitched as it thrust out of her hair. I'm yours now. I want what you want. I am glad you killed that pig. He wasn't worthy of me. He never was. When I taught him. She spat on the ground, for bristling. Aaliyah spoke with the men as they stared at her golden armor. You're a paladin, said the priest of light for the village. Orvain smiled at her. You have gained Lady Sherita's blessing. She approved my vow to serve him, said Aaliyah, turning to where Lord Leo watched her. The Rakshasa rubbed her cheek affectionately against him. He stood tall in his battered breastplate and tattered robes. What? Gasped Orvain. Aaliyah! Mayor Bevelin grasped at his heart. A dungeon builder? You have pledged yourself to one of those filthy beings?
Yes,
she said, her chin held high.
He's not what you think. What we fear. He has held you in bondage, protested Orvain. I heard it from Elise.
He had been a cleric of Sherita, loyal to the goddess of light, and her companion. One of the two that was bewitched by Garnet and lured out of the dungeon. She had heard they had wandered for days in the woods before finding their way to safety.
Only to speak with me, said Aaliyah. And look at what he has done here. These girls are returned to you by his actions. He suffered to return them. He wants to protect this village.
You mean rule it, Bevelin said, his face going flat. Hard. How much will his tithe be?
Nothing.
Aaliyah and Leo had talked about this on the return trip. He merely wishes to purchase supplies, mostly food, from here. He wants to protect you because we're neighbors. He would rather prosper with us than be our enemy. Bevelin shook his head.
What game is he playing?
None.
What would your father say?
Orvain said. The priest glared at her, his arms folding in the brown robes. The sunlight caught the golden chain of his amulet that vanished beneath his garb.
He died killing a dungeon builder. My father taught me to do what is right. That is what I am doing.
Aaliyah lifted her chin.
I know he is proud of me. Lord Leo is not like the vermin, like this Jindag who stole the daughters of our village. Lord Leo will uphold his word. He is a good man. Sherita blessed me, did she not?
Orvain looked at her armor. His brow furrowed.
She did.
Bevelin looked at Leo.
It's not like we could stop him. He can shop, but we will be vigilant. We will not be his slaves, Aaliyah. Just remember who your people are. Do not be a pawn for evil.
I am not a pawn. She would help Leo show everyone that he was not who they thought he was. That he was someone to be trusted. She would help him in that mission. Her heart had softened to him, and now. Now she saw his passion. His love. She returned it, to her utter shock. She stared at Leo watching them and such excitement rushed through her virgin flesh for him. A quiver that had a pitter-patter beat to her heart racing hot blood through her. Aaliyah negotiated to get us food. It was given for free for returning the women, but they didn't really trust me. Hundreds of years of dungeon builders causing problems for this world would not be overcome easily, I supposed. Aaliyah, Bagi, and I returned to the dungeon with the food. It took the rest of the day. Bagi proved herself to have a playful side. She darted around like a kitten. She was clearly excited. Her tiger-like tail flicked behind her, orange with black stripes.
God, she's a cat girl.
I muttered.
Cat girl?
Frowned Aaliyah.
Garnet's going to freak out.
I said. Then I sighed. My little sister had gotten herself killed saving my life. She experienced the pain of dying, but her soul was bound to my void crystal,
so she was just sleeping. A lot of monster girls were. The path led up towards the dungeon. We crossed the valley, the mountain I built my dungeon beneath rising over us. This place was my new home. For better or worse, I had been brought here from my world, a copy, anyways. Just like Garnet and Lana Fullman. How? Why? No idea. I found the entrance to the cave. I stored the donkey in the side cave that served as his stable. I should build a paddock for him to graze in. Probably get a second so he has a friend to be around. The three of us carried in the food, heavy sacks of dried meat, beans, and root vegetables for Halia and I to eat. I opened the door with ease. Excitement barked before me. Nose bounded up. She wagged her tail as she crouched before me and yipped.
Lord Leo! Welcome back!
She looked around. Her eyes widened.
It was bad. But we won, I said. This is Boggy. She's going to be helping you guard the dungeon.
Hi,
Nose said, a bright smile on her face.
You're a cat. Grr!
Boggy hissed and made a playful swipe at Numbers. The wild hound leaped up, but not to attack. She grabbed Boggy's shoulder and licked at her lips. Then the pair were kissing, loving each other the way I wanted my harem to exist. And why monster girls were all special. All beings to be loved and who were eager to share their affection. Bluish light glowed around the corner, and then Kibber appeared. The Bustawil whispered forward, her big boobs bouncing, and threw her arms around my neck. She kissed me with passion, her tongue thrusting into my mouth, big breasts spilling over my chest. Excitement echoed through the dungeon as Du, Gwylt, and Marwa bounded and followed by Svite, Jintaras, and Vasia. Yusuka was last, my Fomorian smiling as she saw us entering and then frowned.
Yeah, it was bad, I said. But we won.
Jindag's dead. Halia's joining us. The wildhounds all barked in excitement and swarmed her. Halia gasped as the four wildhounds pinned her against the wall and bathed her tits and exposed breasts with their licking tongues, their black tails all wagging back and forth. I smiled at their excitement. They were so enthusiastic. The will-o-wisps took the food from us and all carried it happily. The Busta girls walked around me and Boggy, chatting and giggling. They were all so happy to have me back, thankful that I had returned to them. We moved through my dungeon. It felt so weirdly nostalgic after the death gauntlet we'd run in Jindags. I smiled as we passed my pit traps and lightning traps. The columns buzzed and crackled as we passed through that dangerous room. Then we were heading through the concealed door that led to my throne room and living quarters. We walked through Yusuka's guard room. She spent hours in here doing nothing. I suppose being a monster had changed her and let her have no problem with it. The throne room with the map gave me pause. It showed how few dots were in the dungeon. I had to fix that. We slipped through the living room. Boggy slipped onto the bed and curled herself up in a ball, purring happily. She rubbed her face into the sheets. Halia swallowed and didn't follow me into the vault. The void crystal hummed away, drawing in the mana. Celine appeared on it. She perched on the top of the jewel, a big smile on her face. She stretched her back and then gave me a friendly wave, her eyes bright.
Lord Leo, congratulations. You have doubled your power.
Yeah,
I said and grabbed the stone. I felt so many possibilities. New monster girls I could create. Satyrs, oozes, and mermaids. Water had two level 1 monster girls, it seemed. One for land and one for water. Interesting. I ignored those for now. I had to reawaken the ones who fell. 0.3 while hounds rose out of the crystal. Hila, Sisko, and CI all burst into appearance. They stretched, their petite bodies looking so cute and adorable. They had small breasts and hairless pussies and bright eyes, their manies of black hair spilling about their faces.
Lord Leo!
The three sisters squealed and rushed at me. They flew into my arms. I hugged them and enjoyed their tongues licking and lapping at my face. They squirmed against me.
Mmm, you three were amazing.
I told them. They yipped in delight, their hot tongues soaking me in their sweet saliva. I kissed them in turns, capturing their lips. I sucked on them. I groaned at the feel of their mouths on mine. I savored the three of them.
Okay, go play with your sisters, I said.
Yes, Lord Leo.
They all yipped and then darted past me. I heard squealing in the bedroom, excited barks and smacking lips. It would be an orgy of celebration. I grabbed the void crystal and drew Svisos and Zybas out of the void crystal. Their busted forms whirled into being, the various swirls of blue plasma roiling with excitement through their bodies. They flew at me, pressing their big tits against me. My skin felt alive from the arc of the current.
Lord Leo.
The two sisters said with breathy excitement. They kissed me. Each one planted a delicious and dick-throbbing kiss on the mouth. I grabbed their asses, squeezing and kneading them. I shuddered and then I broke it. I stared into their smiling eyes.
You two were amazing,
I said, groping their rumps.
Go.
Have fun.
I love you both.
Love you, Lord Leo,
Sviso said. My first monster girl. She rubbed her nose into mine.
Love you,
Zyba said, bouncing in excitement. Then they broke away and sauntered off. Celine giggled.
So excited.
Yeah,
I said and grabbed the void crystal again. Lana Fullman stretched herself into being, her arms thrusting over her head, her round breasts thrusting silvery before her. Golden hair fell about the movie starlet's lush face. She blinked those startling, blue eyes of hers.
I'm glad you survived, Leo,
Lana said. She shuddered.
To be Jindags. You should have heard what the Rakshasa said to me.
Well, she's a different creature now,
I said.
You should go say hi to her.
I grabbed the void crystal.
two more beings was sleeping, souls named and conjured and not potentials. I seized the naga. Pani was her name. It arose in my mind with a sibilant hiss. She spun into the world, a snake woman with blue scales and no arms. She had a big smile on her face. Her serpentine eyes held such joy. She slithered to me.
Lord Leo!
She hissed. I love you so much. She darted her head in and kissed me. I groaned, wrapping my arms about her torso. She couldn't hug me back, lacking her own arms, but her tail wrapped around me as her forked tongue flicked with mine. She whimpered into the kiss, her lips feeling so wonderful and soft. Then she broke the kiss. Thank you for freeing me.
Ooh, Jindag was such an asshole. Can you believe what he did? It's disgusting.
Yeah. I said, bemused. My soul had imprinted on her essence, too. It was so strange how this all worked. Pani was almost like a new woman. I didn't want that to happen to Garnet and Lana.so I could never die. Never be defeated by another dungeon builder, anyways.
Go play with the others.
I said.
I'll be along.
Shusher. Pani smiled. Then she slithered by. I glanced at her, and saw she had a curvy rump that ascended to her blue-scaled tail. She moved with sinuous grace, humming as she went into the other room.
You.
Pani hissed.
You beat me.
I have to thank you. I shook my head. One last slumbering soul to awaken. Garnet flashed into being sleeping on her side. She had her red demon wings folded around her, a black pigtail draped over her cheek. Her eyes were closed. Her breathing regular. Her little demoness tail twitched slightly.
Garnet?
I asked, staring down at her in confusion. She didn't answer.
Is something wrong with her, Celine?
I gasped, fear tightening in my chest. She had died for me.
Did something go wrong?
No, no, said Celine. She's perfectly fine.
She's just sleeping.
Garnet? I asked. I knelt by her. I grabbed her shoulder and shook her.
Garnet?
My little sister didn't answer. She just kept lightly breathing.
Garnet, wake up?
I gasped, concern flitting through me. I pushed her over onto her back. Her body moved limply. The pigtail fell off her face. She looked so peaceful. Like a cute princess. I stroked her, feeling the warmth of her skin. Her small breasts rose and fell with her breathing.
Please, Garnet, wake up.
Why wasn't she waking up? I shook her harder, and she just kept sleeping, her lips pursed in the slightest of a smile like she was having a good dream. Concern pumped through my veins as I stared down at my sleeping little sister.
Garnet!
I leaned down.
Please, wake up.
I love you, Garnet. Her eyes fluttered beneath her eyelids.
Garnet?
She still didn't stir.
What was wrong?
This was a magic world. Maybe it had some fairy tale properties to it. I leaned in and kissed my little sister on the mouth, letting her feel my love. Instantly, her red eyes snapped open. Her arms went around my neck and she kissed me with such passion. Such hungry need that I shuddered, my body bursting with lust as I kissed my sister. The taboo thrill of kissing my little sister rushed through me. The delight of working my lips against hers. The incestuous rush of making out with her blazed through me. She had no confusion in her kiss. No bewilderment. She didn't feel like she had woken up from any magical sleep or coma. Then I broke the kiss and gasped.
You were faking being asleep.
What? She gasped, trying to look innocent.
No, no. It was your love, big bro. Your love saved me.
I broke into laughter that was cut off by her hot and sultry lips. Chapter 33. Lana Fullman walked into the bedroom. The Wildhound sisters writhed in a pile of incestuous licking and lapping, an orgy of lesbian celebration. From the living room, she could see the will-o-wisps engaged in a daisy chain, sister licking sister. Watching them was the Rakshasa.
Baggy.
Lana didn't know how she knew Baggy's name, but it rippled through the movie starlet's mind. The Rakshasa's tail swished back and forth. Her hairless pussy gleamed between her thighs. Lana licked her lips, her wings fluttering. She killed me today, Lana though. Ripped out my throat. And yet. Why doesn't that matter to me? Then it hit Lana. The Rakshasa wasn't Jindag's Baggy any longer. She was Leo's Baggy. Lana's number one fan on this Rakshasa. She was a lieutenant monster girl now, not a companion like Lana and Garnet. Lana Fullman's lightning wings fluttered. Energy crackled through her as she crawled onto the bed. She hardly noticed Hulia watching on from the corner, looking nervous and shy at the lesbian passion echoing through the room. The Wildhounds yipped and yapped and moaned as they pleasured each other. Pussy juices dripped down Lana's thighs as the Rakshasa's tail swished back and forth like a cat's. A lazy sway to it. The bubbly, black-striped ass looked so gorgeous, but it was that pussy that Lana yearned for. She had gained quite the taste for it in Leo's harem.
Mmm, go for it.
Baggy moaned.
Lana Fullman. I thought you looked familiar, but now that I know your name. Jane Dangerous. My husband loved your films.
You have a husband? Lana asked, freezing.
Had. I'm free of that bastard now. I have a better man, don't I?
Lana Fullman smiled.
Yes, you do.
She grabbed the Rakshasa's rump and dove her head beneath the swishing tail. The lightning sprite nuzzled her lips into that hairless twat and licked. She lapped at the spicy musk of that yummy twat, running her tongue up and down the folds. The flavor of the Rakshasa's pussy melted across Lana Fullman's tongue. The movie starlet's wings rustled while a thrill rippled through her body. A wild delight that had her cunt clenching as she feasted on the twat before her. She thrust her tongue into that naughty hole. Lana swirled around in Baggy's twat,
loving the way the Rakshasa's tail swished over her head, rustling Lana's hair. Static current ran over her body, her skin tingling. The Rakshasa purred her delight, her hips wiggling back and forth, smearing her cunt into Lana's mouth.
Yes, purred Bagi. That's good.
You know what you are doing.
I like that.
Yes, yes, I like that very much.
Good,
moaned Lana and thrust her tongue into the Rakshasa's depths. The lightning sprite devoured that pussy. She feasted on it, her own becoming hotter and hotter. She squirmed and itched. The moans from the Wildhound orgy and the Will-O-Wisp's daisy-chaining, plus the whimpers of Halia, echoed through the AIR.IT was exciting to hear. Lana needed to stimulate her own cunt, but her fingers gripped the Rakshasa's striped rump. She needed that plump ass while devouring that spicy cunt. She gulped down all the cream that she could gather. She suckled it down with such alacrity. It poured down her throat, then Bagi's tail stiffened. The Rakshasa spun around. To Lana's shock, the Rakshasa flipped around and squirmed beneath her with such grace. Their round breasts slid past the others, nipples brushing for a flaring moment of bliss.
Bagi?
Lana gasped in shock.
I smelled that hot cunt,
moaned the Rakshasa. She grabbed Lana's ass and yanked her down. Her pussy planted on the Rakshasa's mouth, whiskers tickling the lightning sprites in her thighs.
You need your twat munched.
And I want to eat you.
I mean, I do owe you. I sort of killed you today.
Yes, you did. Lana said, the pain of that fight already fading as she had her pussy devoured by the naughty Rakshasa. She moaned and squirmed, the pleasure rushing through her body. It was intense.
Amazing.
She groaned and wiggled her hips. She smeared her hot cunt on that naughty Rakshasa. She loved every second of grinding her cunt on her mouth. The pleasure built and built in her as the monster girl feasted on her. Lana buried her face back into the feline monster girl's cunt. She rubbed her cheeks into hairless twat then lapped at those spicy folds. The two moaned into the other's twat, feasting, licking, devouring each other.
Yes.
Lana moaned, her wings fluttering. Lightning crackled as it arched between her wings and zapped across strands of her hair. She trembled, rubbing her pussy into Bagi's lips. The Rakshasa licked and lapped and devoured her cunt. The heat swept through Lana's pussy. Her orgasm built with every swipe of Bagi's tongue. She had a rough texture to it, different from any other. Lana groaned into the delicious twat, licking at her with even more hunger. Bagi's fingers dug into Lana's rump. The Rakshasa kneaded and massaged Lana's ass. It was such an incredible delight to enjoy, adding to the bliss that naughty tongue churned in her cunt. She groaned, grinding her cunt on Bagi's mouth.
Oh god, yes!
Moaned Lana.
That's so good.
It is. Panted Bagi.
Fuck my mother, that's so good.
She sucked on Lana's clit. Moaning, the movie starlet reveled in every minute of their 69. Her tongue fluttered up and down the Rakshasa's pussy. They both moaned and squirmed together, the bed creaking beneath them as they rose towards their orgasms. Lana felt hers growing faster and faster as the naughty Rakshasa sucked on her clit. Purrs massaged her bud. Lana moaned and latched onto Bagi's own little pearl. The lightning sprite sucked on it with hunger, her body trembling from the thrill of this moment. They nursed.
Sucked.
Lana moaned, her orgasm about to erupt through her. Wings flapped. Her cunt clenched. Her tongue danced around Bagi's clit, caressing that little bud. The Rakshasa purred louder, massaging Lana's little pearl. Her orgasm burst through her.
Yes.
She moaned into Bagi's clit. Juices gushed out of Lana's cunt. They squirted from her and bathed Bagi's mouth. The pleasure surged through the naughty lightning sprite. She moaned, the pleasure bursting in her mind. Sparks exploded across her vision. They danced, so wild and beautiful. She groaned through the bliss. Her toes curled as her juices gushed out of her cunt. She groaned, her nipples rubbing into the Rakshasa's stomach. Waves of pleasure drowned Lana's mind. She lapped at Bagi's clit.
Oh yes,
gasped the Rakshasa. Her fingers bit into Lana's rump. Hot and spicy juices gushed out of the Rakshasa. The two monster girls writhed together, licking and lapping and reveling in the pleasure that they shared. They licked up each other's cream. They gulped it down with hunger. The ecstasy flooded through Lana's body. She savored it. She was so glad that Leo won. That he had tamed this naughty Rakshasa and her amazing tongue. The pleasure hit the peak in Lana Fullman's body. She quivered there, smiling. So glad to be her number one fan's monster girl. Halia watched Lana Fullman licking and lapping at the Rakshasa's pussy. Once, these monster girls had been Halia's enemy. Now she watched the fun the Will-O-Wisp shared in the other room. Halia trembled, her pussy growing so hot beneath her golden chainmail skirt. Is this what his life is like? Thought Halia, her pussy growing hotter and hotter. She gazed over the bed to the mass of wild hounds. The nubile monster girls were licking at each other's small breasts and hairless pussies. Tails wagged, ears twitched, and sleek bodies quivered. They looked like petite women with doggy tails and ears. So normal save for those extra bits. From the vault slithered out the Naga. Halia and the serpent girl had been bitter enemies, but now the Naga had a huge grin on her face. Her sapphire hair swayed about her face. Her large breasts heaved as her sinuous body slithered forward. Her human form merged down into the snake's tail. She had such joy on her slitted eyes.
You were amazing!
She hissed.
I'm Pani. I'm Lord Leo's now. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, said Halia. She swallowed.
I'm Halia. You got gold armor.
Cool.
Cool?
I always wanted to wear armor and look cool,
said Pani.
To be in a movie. I would have made a great star.
I could sing and dance and I'm hot. She wiggled her hips. I mean, I did used to have arms, but you adjust. Did you know, I can lick my own pussy? That's how flexible I am.
Oh, wow. Halia said, squirming. Are you getting wet?
The Naga's pink tongue flicked out, slender and forked.
Ooh, I can taste your pussy in the air. Let me eat you out. You must be part of the harem, right? Though I don't feel you.
I'm just sworn to him. The paladin said.
That's all.
Right. You're human. That's hot. Then the Naga kissed Halia. The paladin gasped at the feel of the warm lips. The Naga's boobs pressed into the golden bikini breastplate. Halia groaned, then gasped at the feel of the tongue flicking past her lips and brushing the back of her throat. It was such a strange sensation, so different from kissing Leo. Halia shuddered, the lesbian sex around her finally getting to her. She groaned and returned the kiss. Their lips worked together. She groaned, her pussy clenching. Juices ran down her thighs. Her arms engulfed the Naga, pulling her tight. This is exciting, thought Halia. She's just so yummy, isn't she? She couldn't help but enjoy how good this was. Her tongue thrust into the Naga's mouth. Pani kissed her harder, squirming. She felt so good in Halia's arms. The paladin slid her hands down the Naga's sleek back and found her ass dot a curvy, soft rump that Halia dug her fingers into. She kneaded that rump and kissed Pani with hunger. The Naga hissed in delight, and then broke the kiss. Her serpentine eyes had this wild gleam in them.
I'll eat your pussy so good, Pani said.
Then she ducked down so fast. Before Halia could react, the Naga's head thrust up between her legs and vanished beneath her chainmail skirt. The human gasped as lips nuzzled into her bush and found the lips of her virgin pussy. Her blue eyes widened at the feel of the lips kissing at her hot flesh. She made the cutest whimpers of delight, her hips squirming. Halia groaned as the Naga kissed and nibbled at her pussy lips. The sensation flowed through her. She whimpered, breasts jiggling in her bikini armor. Her skirt clinked. She savored this new delight while she watched the fun. Boggy spun around and wiggled beneath Lana Fullman. In moments, the pair were eating each other's pussy. Halia watched them, her desires for lesbian sex swelling in her as Pani kissed up and down her pussy lips.
Pani!
Groaned Halia.
Oh my. Oh wow, that's good.
The hungry lips nibbled up to Halia's clitoris. The human paladin gasped. She had, of course, discovered that bud while masturbating her virgin twat. Now it was stimulated in a new way. Plump Naga lips sealed about it and sucked. Halia gasped. Her breasts jiggled in the golden cups of her armor. She groaned, the pleasure rushing through her virgin body. It was so wild to enjoy. She groaned at the feel of those wondrous lips nibbling up and down her labia.
Oh yes, that's good.
She moaned.
Ooh, I like that. Keep doing that. I knew you would, Pani said. Every girl loves having their pussy eaten out. I was so popular at my all-girls college. Muslim girls, you see, have to stay virgins. So we got to find ways to love each other.
Wow. Halia groaned, her body shuddering.
What's a Muslim?
Doesn't matter. We're in a new world. The Naga nibbled on Halia's clit. She moaned, her pleasure rising with every one of those naughty nibbles. Pani's plump lips massaged Halia's bud, giving it such pleasure. The human whimpered. Her hand rubbed at her exposed belly. She groaned, building and building towards that orgasm dot on the bed. Lana's wings flapped. The two monster girls were devouring each other's cunt. Halia felt the same thing they did. That wonderful delight of soft lips caressing her bud. Her rump clenched as she hovered on the edge of her climax. Pani sucked hard on Halia's clit. The human gasped. Her head threw back, her body squirming. She pinned her braid of black hair between her and the wall. It filled the groove of her spine. She groaned, her body brimming with impending bliss. She hovered on the edge.
Oh, Pani!
Gasped Halia.
Oh, Pani, that's it.
I.
Blessed Lady of Light.
She came, her pussy convulsed. Juices gushed out of her while the pleasure rushed through her body. She groaned, trembling through the rapture of this moment. Stars burst across her vision as she gushed juices into Pani's mouth. The Naga drank them down. Her tail wiggled back and forth across the floor. Halia groaned, her boobs jiggling in her gold bikini. She gasped, fingers balling into fists, as her mind drank in the ecstasy. She reveled in it. Her first orgasm from someone else.
Pani, yes!
She moaned.
Oh yes, that's amazing.
Halia's orgasm hit that wild peak. She hovered there. She panted, trembling, loving this wonderful bliss that wreathed her body. She sucked in deep breaths, her tits swelling her cups. She groaned and found the straps, needing to get out of it.As her orgasm died down, she freed her large breasts. They spilled out, lush and quivering with her panting breaths. She felt so amazing. She floated there, a big smile on her lips. The Naga pulled her head out from beneath the chainmail skirt.
Good one?
She asked. Halia nodded. The Naga slithered up and planted another kiss on Halia's lips, their naked breasts pillowing together. This time, Halia's tangy pussy seized the kiss. She moaned as she kissed the Naga back. Their tongues danced together. I'm going to love serving Leo, aren't I? Rippled through Halia's mind.
You are such a wicked thing, Leo said to Garnet.
The naughty succubus grinned up at her big brother.
I know. But I couldn't help it. Quay, heh.
He rolled his eyes.
You can never take anything seriously. Just how you love me, she said. And I know you love me. I heard the desperation. God, you are a little brat.
She grinned up at her big brother.
Yep.
He kissed her, but not on the lips. He nuzzled into her neck. She shuddered, her wings fluttering. The naughty succubus savored her brother's lips kissing at the inner slope of her neck. She hummed in delight, wiggling on the ground as she let him love her. It was such a thrill for her. She groaned, loving every second of it. She savored every last moment of his mouth nibbling on her soft and supple throat. She had such a big smile on her face. She knew this would be such a wonderful time. He kissed lower as she moaned.
Big bro, I love you so much.
I know. He said, his strong hands cupping her small breasts.
You saved my life today. You died for me, Garnet.
I did. She said, sounding proud.
I should be the one who dies for you.
Now that's stupid. She huffed.
You can't die.
I can.
I come back.
See?
It was like taking a nap.
Now I'm all refreshed and ready to do more living. He squeezed her small titties.
We can definitely do that.
Big bro. She gasped in mock shock.
Are you going to do naughty and lewd things to your little sister?
The naughtiest and the lewdest. He said, this look of hunger in his eyes that made the wicked Garnet shiver. The void crystal hummed nearby. Celine watched from on top, her little hands roaming her body.
I'm going to make you come and come. Oh, what a terrible thing to do to cute and innocent me.
Moaned Garnet. Her pussy clenched. Her tail swished back and forth while her wings rustled. A wicked grin spread on her lips, her black pigtails shifting on her shoulders.
You're such a wicked big brother.
The wickedest. He said, getting into her naughty seduction. She was so glad to be his. Everything was so wonderful now that she could openly love her big brother. It wasn't forbidden any longer. She thought Maya, his best friend, would be the one to get him. Feared it, now she had him. Sure, she had to share, but she was a succubus. That just made it kinkier for her now. His thumb slid over her small breasts and brushed her hard, pink nipples. She shivered as he did so, her nubs bursting with pleasure. She whimpered, her pussy on fire. This was what she craved. Ached for. He stood there in his tattered, bedraggled robes, looking like he had just gone through hell to return to her. She loved him so much it hurt. Joy burst through the succubus's wicked heart. He pulled his hands from her perky tits and shrugged out of his robes. They slid down his body. She shuddered at his strong form. He had changed himself, molded his flesh to be strong and powerful. Her pussy clenched, heat rising inside of her cunt as he licked his lips and stared at her with such hunger brimming in his eyes. He looked the same save the two new glyphs on his chest. One looked like waves and the other like the peace sign. She bit her lip, wondering who his new companions would be. Her hips wiggled back and forth, her thighs rubbing together, so juicy. Then he pushed her back against the wall. Celine nude, masturbating her pussy as she perched on the black gem that gave her new life all its support. The succubus shuddered as she was pressed against the cold stone. She wiggled back and forth as her big brother kissed her with hunger. She whimpered, melting into him. Her pussy burst with such pleasure. Juices trickled down her thighs to the top of her thigh-high boots. Whimpered, working her lips against his. Her tail twitched and her body squirmed. He tasted so strong and powerful. His hands roamed her body. He knew her now. Incestuous tingles raced across her skin and settled in her hot cunt. She squeezed her cunt tight. The heat rippled out of her. She whimpered into the kiss. So lucky he chose me. Then he broke the kiss. He panted, staring down at her. His chest rose and fell. He licked his lips and then he ducked his head down and sucked on her pink nipple. She gasped at the feel of her big brother's lips on her nub.
Yes.
She moaned.
Oh, big bro, that's good.
The forbidden bliss rippled through her body, washing out of her cunt as he sucked. Her devil tail swished, thrust out to the side of them. She shifted it, rubbing the spade-like end into his back. She caressed his muscular body as he nursed on her.
That's good.
He sucked harder. Nibbled, she gasped. Whimpered, her big brother loved her. All she had to do was enjoy herself. She squeezed her eyes shut, loving every second of this. Every last moment of having her brother suckling at her tit. Her cunt clenched. The heat washed through her body. It was amazing. Wonderful. She savored the delight. The heat rippled out of her cunt. It was incredible to feel. Then he popped his mouth off and darted to her other nipple. She gasped as he sucked on it, her tail stroking faster up and down his back. More juices ran down her thighs, the incestuous heat building and building in her nubile flesh.
Big brother!
She gasped, feeling so loved.
Oh, big bro, that's amazing. I love you!
He nibbled on her nipple with his lips. Then he nipped her with his teeth. This burst of pleasure shot through her. She gasped, her cunt on fire from the wicked heat that he swelled with his every suckle. His tongue danced around her nub, stimulating her little areola. She groaned, squeezing her eyes shut. She squirmed against the wall, loving his attention. Her wings fluttered against the smooth stone of the vault room. Garnet's gasps and moans echoed through the room, rising over the hum of the void crystal and Celine's whimpers. The naughty succubus loved her big brother's sucking. Her cunt swelled with the incestuous need to come. Then he popped his mouth off and sank to his knees before her. Even though she loomed over him now, he felt in charge. In power. He wanted to devour her cunt, and she was helpless to stop him.
Yes, yes, feast on my nectar, big bro.
She said.
Quay, heh heh. There's nothing sweeter than my cunt cream. It's spicy, actually.
He said.
I know that.
She gasped in annoyance.
I was being poetic.
Leo chuckled.
You can be as poetic as you want.
he breathed in.
You smell heavenly garnet,
she gasped.
What a dire insult to a cute, little succubus sister like me.
She put a hand on her forehead in mock offense.
I cannot believe you would wound me so, big bro.
My apologies, he said, chuckling.
Let me love your infernal and devilish cunt to make up for it.
If you insist, she said diffidently. Then, grinning, she threw her right leg over his shoulder and pulled her big brother to her taboo pussy. He groaned and buried into her hairless folds. He kissed right on the middle of her slit, his lips feeling so wonderful on her vulva. She groaned as he smooched up and down her vulva. Her eyes squeezed shut. She whimpered and groaned, her hips undulating. This heat washed through her body. She groaned, her face twisting in passion. She would have such a big orgasm, a mighty explosion of incestuous ecstasy.
Oh, big bro.
She moaned as he kissed up and down her slit. He smooched with hunger, kissing, nibbling, loving her.
That's so good.
He groaned as he loved her. He smooched along her juicy slit. His tongue licked out, caressing her hot flesh with his tongue. He thrust it into her twat. She groaned. Her face twisted with delight. She panted, squirming and grinding her twat on his face. Her face contorted with such delight. This wicked heat swelled through her. She bit her lip, groaning as he thrust his tongue into her pussy. She gasped in delight. A big smile crossed her face. This wonderful heat rippled through her body. She found it to be incredible. Her cunt clenched as his tongue danced around in her depths.
Oh, big brother!
She whimpered, wings fluttering against the dungeon wall. She pulled him tighter against her cunt with her right leg hooked over his shoulder.
That's it. Such a devilish and spicy cunt.
He moaned.
Little sister pussy is a naughty treat. Quay heh heh.
She laughed, putting her passion into it.
Nothing is better. Every big brother needs to try it.
Yes. He growled and thrust his tongue back into her cunt. Excitement rippled through her body. Her face contorted. She groaned, digging her hands into her tits. It was incredible for her to experience him eating her out. She pinched her nipples, twisting them, adding them to the bliss rising inside of her. He lapped at her.
Licked.
He thrust his tongue into her cunt. Her orgasm built and built as her big brother licked and lapped at her. He thrust his tongue into her depths. It was incredible to enjoy. This amazing delight that would have her shuddering with wanton ecstasy. His tongue flicked to her clit. He brushed it. She gasped.
Big brother.
He swirled his tongue around her nub. She shuddered, savoring her big brother teasing her naughty bud. His hands caressed her sides, stroking her as he fluttered his tongue around it. Then he latched on and sucked. She bucked. He lapped at her clit. Licked at her naughty bud. Her orgasm built and built as her big brother suckled on that wicked spot. He loved it, his hands setting her skin on fire wherever they roamed. She whimpered, her tail twitching.
I'm the luckiest little sister alive!
She groaned.
Yes, yes, big bro. That's so good. That's amazing. I love this so much. Make me come.
Yes. He growled. He sucked hard on her bud. She gasped, her wings spasming against the wall. Her cute face clenched. She shook her head, black pigtails shifting on her shoulders. Her locks shifted around her red horns peeking out of her hair. She gasped, building and building to that incestuous explosion on her big brother's mouth. Her moans echoed through the room. Celine frigged her pussy with such vigor, whimpering and moaning as she did. The sounds she made were so exciting to the naughty succubus, the audience only sweetening the delight she felt.
Oh, big bro!
She gasped, his mouth suckling so hard on her clit.
I'm almost there. I'm about to explode. This will be amazing. Please, please, make me explode.
He nibbled on her bud. Sucked on her. She groaned, her face twisting in delight. She shuddered, pressing his lips against her pussy with her leg. Her bud throbbed. Her pussy grew hotter and hotter. She trembled, on the verge of exploding. She squeezed her eyes shut. He sucked hard. Her pussy clenched. Garnet came on her big brother's face.
Yes, yes, yes.
She howled as the ecstasy surged out of her cunt.
Big brother.
Her pussy convulsed, juices gushing out while the powerful rapture slammed into her mind. Her tail stiffened. Her wings fluttered. She squirmed against the dungeon wall, grinding her cunt on her big brother's mouth.
Garnet!
He groaned between licks and laps at her pussy. His tongue danced through her folds. He licked and lapped at her. His tongue caressed through her pussy lips. She shuddered at the contact. It only fed her forbidden orgasm. Stars danced before her eyes. She rode the bliss to its very peak.
Oh, big brother, I love you!
She gasped.
Love you!
Echoed back at them.
Ovio.
She shuddered, savoring it as she trembled at the height of rapture. Her face contorted as her big brother devoured her pussy cream. Her legs slid off of his back as she descended into buzzing bliss. Her entire body trembled from the incestuous delight. Her eyes fluttered, then he pulled his face from her snatch. Cream dripped off his chin. He stared up at her with such love. She burst with joy. Her heart had never been happier. Then he grabbed her hand and pulled her down to him. She fell onto his lap, straddling him. He kissed her, lips soaked in her spicy juices. She shuddered in delight. Her pussy, despite coming, hungry for his cock. She always craved her big brother's dick in her. What else would a little succubus desire? I kissed my little sister with hunger. My hands grabbed her ass. I turned us as she wrapped her legs around my waist, my cock pressing into her belly, throbbing with my forbidden lust for her. Only it wasn't forbidden in this world. I pushed her down onto her back,
aching to be in my little sister. I had to fuck her naughty body. She was such a sexy thing. She whimpered, her tongue working against mine. I loved the taste of her. This wonderful heat washed through my body. My tongue thrust into her mouth as she settled on her back. Her wings stretched out, her left one brushing the wall she had just leaned against. I felt her lithe body beneath mine. Petite and nubile. Delicious. I ached for her. I had to be in my little sister. I pressed my cock against her vulva. I felt the folds of her pussy. I was ready to be in her. To slam into her cunt and fill her up. She gasped and shuddered at that. I pushed and pushed into her twat. Her hot folds spread and spread over my dick. I shuddered at the feel of her pussy engulfing my cock. It was a hunger that made me shiver. Shudder. I kissed her with passion as I slid deeper and deeper into her cunt. I reveled in every moment of sliding into her snatch. And entering her. She groaned as I went deeper and deeper and deeper into her cunt. I bottomed out in her. She groaned, her pussy clenching down around me. She held me tight. Her pussy squeezed about my dick. It was amazing to feel. This was so wild. So awesome. I groaned as she stroked my back. She caressed me. I pumped away at her twat. I thrust into her snatch. I plunged away at her. I worked in and out of her cunt. It was amazing to feel to be in her pussy. Her pussy gripped me. Squeezed about me. I groaned into our kiss, then I broke.
Garnet! Oh, big brother!
She moaned, squeezing her snatch around me.
That's so good. You've got such a big dick.
I love it, big brother. I love your cock so much. You're going to make me explode. You want to explode on my dick, don't you? I asked her, pumping away at her cunt. She grinned at me.
You know it, big bro.
Her pussy clenched down on me. Ooh, just ram that dick into me. Fuck me hard. Pound me. I kissed her again. I thrust my tongue into her mouth and buried into her cunt again and again. I loved the feel of her snatch around me. That amazing pussy felt so good around my dick. She squeezed me. Held me tight. Her tongue thrust into my mouth. She danced it around in me. I groaned and rammed into her snatch. I buried to the hilt in her. I savored the way she squeezed her twat about me. It was incredible. Amazing. This was an ecstasy that I could get lost in. A rapture that I would forever lose myself in. She felt so amazing. Her fingernails clawed at my back. Her tail wrapped around my waist. Her pussy squeezed about my dick, massaging me. The pressure swelled at the tip of my cock. The depraved pressure to spill my cum in my little sister's pussy. I slammed into her with powerful strokes. I buried to the hilt in her again and again. Her fingernails scratched at my back. I groaned, loving the feel of her beneath me. I kissed her with hunger. She moaned, her tongue working on mine. I plunged to the hilt in her again and again, savoring the juicy pussy wrapped about my cock. I broke the kiss to gasp. Fuck, Garnet. Yes, fuck. She moaned. My big brother is fucking me hard with his big dick. He's going to come in me. Fire all that incestuous seed into my pussy. Just what my wicked little sister wants. Quay, heh heh. She chortled. It is. All part of her wicked plan to love her big brother. Vile succubus. I groaned, slamming into her. So vile. Her pussy clamped down on me. I'm going to come so hard, big brother. Just explode on your huge cock. Oh yes, I'm going to burst. This is amazing. I love it. Love you. I kissed her on the mouth. My lips sealed on hers. I savored the taste of her. The feel of her against my lips. She groaned, her fingernails scratching at my back as she returned my kiss with all her passion. Her body trembled beneath me. My balls tightened. The massage of her pussy swelled my orgasm. I couldn't last much longer in my little sister's loving embrace. Her silky twat felt too good. I had triumphed today. I had won through the day and restored her to life. I slammed into her, my balls smacking into her cunt. She whimpered, her face scrunching up. Her hips undulated, smearing her cunt around my dick. It was awesome to feel. To enjoy. I loved her cunt's embrace. The way she squeezed down on me. I was almost there. Her fingernails scratched at my back. She squealed into the kiss. Her pussy went wild around my dick. I groaned as I buried into her. I plunged to the hilt in Garnet's cunt. I buried hard into her. She trembled beneath me. Her cunt writhed and convulsed around my cock. The feel of her massaging me had my heart bursting of joy. It was incredible. I erupted. I kissed her with such passion. I thrust my tongue into her mouth. She whimpered, her tongue dancing with mine. Her fingernails clawed at my back as our incestuous pleasure burst through us. I flooded my little sister's twat with my cum. She broke the kiss, gasping. Big brother's seed. Yes, give me all your seed, big bro. I love you. Love you. I growled, the ecstasy slamming into my mind with every eruption into my little sister's cunt. Her pussy sucked at me. That hot and naughty twat worked at my cum. I groaned as I unloaded every last drop of jizz into her snatch. Stars danced before my eyes. The heat rippled over my flesh. My balls spurted again and again. Yes. I groaned atop her, basting her snatch with my jizz. Oh, you're such a wicked one, aren't you? Uh-huh. She moaned, her pussy rippling around my dick. She worked out my cum, draining my balls. A wicked succubus who loves her big brother. I kissed her as I fired the last of my cum into her. I held my little sister tight, reveling in the victory of the day. The success we had. I had survived once more.
I had shown Astavin that my word could be trusted, that I kept my little sister and the rest of my harem alive. And I had more women to fuck. Two new monster girls to love.
Chapter 34.
Celine, I said, standing up and glancing at the motherly sprite perched on the void crystal.
Hmm?
She asked, her big, for her size, boobs rising and falling from her own orgasmic bliss watching Garnet and me.
Jindag had taken a rune from someone,
I said. So where was his third unique monster girl?
I have Yusuku and now Pani and Bagi. Shouldn't there be another life or water monster girl?
He did not keep her, Celine said. Either she wouldn't accept his rule or he didn't want her. It's why he had two level one monster girls in water. She must have been a mermaid. He chose to make use of her as a template for generic mermaids.
Didn't accept his rule?
I frowned.
Well, the companions don't always serve the man who killed their master. I mean, what if she loved her master? Or what if his personality didn't mesh with the mermaids?
Jindag was a monster. Celine shuddered. Gathering women to forcibly breed them. That's a vile act. It's not surprising that the mermaid rejected him.
So she's dead?
I'm afraid so. I glanced at Garnet. She grinned at me, my cum dripping down her thighs.
Don't worry, big bro, I wouldn't serve the guy who killed you.
That's not comforting, I muttered.
It would mean you'd die. Wouldn't it be better to live on?
Not if I had to bang the guy who killed you. Garnet glanced out at the room. Yusuku was getting her pussy eaten out by Lana Fullman now. Halia was shuddering on the bed, Bagi licking at her tits. Pani had a wild hound eating out her pussy. The Naga shuddered, her big boobs heaving.
They didn't love Jindag. Can you blame them? He sounds awful.
But you love me? I asked.
No.
She rolled her eyes then smacked my rump.
You got two new monster girls to love. Plus, you have new companions for the water and life runes. Who are you going to choose?
Women and girls flitted through my mind. My friend, Maya. I hadn't really thought about her much. We used to share everything, but this world was so alien. Again, that nerdy Japanese girl would be interesting. And Ms. Trueno, my sexy Hispanic teacher. I had been in her class when I was struck by lightning and summoned here. Tara the perky barista, Alizi the sexy cheerleader, even Morena, the goth girl, would be hot. And speaking of hot, Nina Naughty, my favorite porn star, would set things on fire. My dick throbbed. Mrs. Lucina, the hot married woman who lived across the street, and my older sister Crystal, and my mother. The possibilities had my dick throbbing hard as my sister pushed me out towards the others. Bagi lifted her head from Halia's breast. The Rakshasa licked her lips, her whiskers fluttering at the ends of her cheeks. Her tiger tail swished back and forth.
My lord,
she purred. Then she ducked her head down and lapped at Halia's breast. How did she fit in this? She was having her fun.
Master Leo,
Pani said as she slithered over to me. Her big boobs swayed. Her eyes were so blue as her hair and scales. The slender bands of white added a fetching contrast to the azure.
Want me to suck your dick?
Of course he does, said Garnet.
Ooh, see, I want to lick my pussy.
The wild hound who had been licking Pani's pussy perked up, her triangular ears perking up.
Yes.
She yelped and bounced on all fours to my sister.
I love licking Lord Leo's come out of you.
Pani ducked her head down. She had no arms at all, but that didn't stop her from opening her mouth wide and engulfing my dick. Her plump lips slid over my shaft. I groaned at the warmth of her mouth. Her reptilian eyes stared up at me with such passion in them, she sucked hard. I groaned, my balls tightening. I glanced over at Halia. I watched her squirm as Bagi worked her way lower and lower down the human's body. Halia shuddered, her large boobs jiggling. She had hated monster girls not long ago. Now she writhed with them.
Bagi!
She gasped. My paladin shuddered, her thighs squeezing tight about the Rakshasa's head. She humped against her, face contorting. The look of delight in her eyes was incredible. It was just such a wonderful thing to witness. Pani sucked hard on my cock. She didn't run her tongue around it, but she did slide her mouth down it with such ease. I gasped at how swiftly she deep-throated my dick. It was like not a problem to swallow every inch of my dick. I glanced down at her, blue hair brushing my thighs. She moaned around me, this hissing passion that massaged my dick. My cock throbbed and ached in her mouth. It was incredible to feel. I shuddered, reveling in the pressure she put on my dick.
Fuck, Pani!
I groaned. She winked at me. I gripped her head and fucked my cock in and out of her mouth. She hissed her delight, her eyes squeezing shut. Her tail twitched across the ground. Her big boobs rubbed into my thighs so soft. Such a pillowy delight. I groaned, my dick throbbing, such wild ideas popping into my mind as I thrust my cock down her throat. My balls smacked into her chin. I groaned, loving every second of fucking my Naga's mouth. Her suction felt incredible.
Damn,
I growled.
Pani, you are going to serve me faithfully.
She nodded, whimpering. She nursed with hunger on my cock. Her cheeks hollowed as she sucked. I buried into her gullet again and again. Her tight throat massaged my cock. The tip throbbed. I groaned, building and building towards my orgasm. My fingers slid through her hair. I shuddered, my heart pounding in my chest. My balls cracked into her chin again and again. My brow furrowed. Her mouth felt amazing on my dick. She moaned, squeezing her eyes shut.
You want to make me come, don't you?
She nodded. I grinned and slammed my dick down her mouth. The sounds of passion echoed.
Yusuka gasped out as she came on Lana Fullman's mouth. Halia shuddered, humping into Boggy's lapping tongue. The Rakshasa's hairless pussy and plump rump wiggled at me as she feasted on the paladin. My little sister whimpered her delight.
Lick all my big brothers come out of my cunt! Lord Leo's jizz!
The wildhound cooed. The will-o-wisps and wildhounds were all pairing off, licking and lapping and enjoying each other. It was a monster girl orgy in here. I groaned, slamming my cock down Pani's mouth while her tits rubbed into my thighs.
Fuck!
I groaned, aching to enjoy my naga in such a naughty way. I pulled back and popped out of her mouth.
On your back. I want to fuck those tits. Yes, master!
She hissed, her eyes wild. She stretched out on her back on the floor of my bedroom. Her big boobs quivered and jiggled. I fell to my knees and straddled her torso. She had no arms, but that was fine. I wanted to play with her big boobs. My cock fell into the valley between her tits. I grabbed those pillowy mounds and squeezed them about my dick.
Fuck my titties, master!
She hissed, her eyes so wild. I never did this before, but I have big boobies just made for this.
Yes, yes, fuck her titties!
Gasped my little sister.
And see I! That naughty tongue! Yummy cum!
The wild hound whimpered that I fucked my hips forward. I pumped my cock into the soft and silky tunnel of pillowy flesh. My fingers kneaded those breasts as I fucked away. Hard nipples thrust out from them. Pani smiled. Her tongue flicked out, the forked end brushing the tip of my cock every time I thrust forward. And wide balls dragged over her skin. They grew heavy with the cum I wanted to fire onto her face. I ached to drench her. To coat her in all my spunk. It would be incredible. I groaned, thrusting harder. Faster. I pounded her with all my strength. The pleasure built and built in my nuts. I would have such a mighty burst of jizz, just shower her face.
Oh, master!
She hissed. Her tongue flicked out again, the forked end caressing the tip of my cock.
Jizz on me. Fire all that cum on my face. I want it. Drench me. Drench her, big bro.
Garnet moaned out. I grinned, thrusting so hard at those tits. I fucked my dick to the hilt into the valley of her boobs. I pounded her hard and fast. My dick ached, the pressure swelling and swelling. I would have such a mighty burst of bliss. An explosion of rapture. I groaned, savoring this heat. This amazing bliss. I thrust my dick into the valley of her tits. Her amazing blowjob had primed me, now I was ready to erupt. To spurt my cum across her face. She whimpered pleasure on her face.
That feel is so good, master!
She moaned. Her face twisted.
Yes, yes, you are making my pussy feel so delicious. Come on my face. Master!
Yes! I growled, plunging through the valley of her tits, my hands squeezing those wonderful boobs around my cock.
I'm almost there. Lady Sherida!
Gasped Halia.
Yes, yes!
She bucked on the bed, getting devoured by Boggy, coming on the Rakshasa's tongue. The paladin's big boobs heaved while the Rakshasa's tail swished over her plump, striped rump. The pressure swelled.
Ooh, see I'm going to come.
Garnet moaned.
Drink it. Drink all my juices.
Yes. My sister gasped out her pleasure, coming on the wildhound's mouth. This was so hot. I thrust forward, drinking in the sounds of echoing passion.
Will-o-wisps gasped.
Yusuka moaned. I growled, thrusting my hips forward.
Come all over my face, master.
Pani moaned, her voice sibilant and passionate.
Fuck yes.
I growled, her forked tongue caressing the tip of my dick. I erupted. The pleasure slammed through my body. Stars burst across my vision. They twinkled there as my cum spurted over and over again from my cock. White jizz splashed across her face. She opened her mouth wide, trembling as she loved my spunk painting her features. The joy on her face was palpable. She looked so happy as I basted her with spurt after spurt of my cum.
Master!
She moaned, jizz running down her cheeks.
Yes!
I kept spurting, my dick throbbing between her breasts. I squeezed those lush mounds around my erupting cock. The pleasure slammed me higher and higher, driving me into such heights. I shuddered, my mind drowning beneath the bliss. It was incredible. Amazing. I grinned at it. I savored the pleasure of this moment, then my orgasm passed.
Oh, master!
Cooed the naga. She had my cum dripping down her face. She squirmed.
That's so wonderful.
Thank you.
I love the taste of it.
The smell. Purred Boggy. I looked up to see the Rakshasa now crouched on the bed facing us. Her tail swished behind her, while her whiskers quivered. Halia's pussy juices dripped down her chin and gleamed on her lips.
So good.
She scampered off the bed, her round tits swaying. She lapped a tongue from Pani's forehead, down the bridge of her nose, and to the naga's lips, gathering my salty jizz the entire way. I groaned as they kissed, my dick throbbing. I wanted to fuck my Rakshasa now. I stood up as the pair kissed. They snowballed my jizz back and forth. Garnet darted past me and threw herself on the bed. She snuggled up to Halia and giggled something before kissing her hard on the mouth. They kissed for a few moments.
I knew I would get to fuck you.
My little sister cooed.
Quay, you fell victim to my big brother's charm.
I did. Halia said.
So now you have to 69 with me,
declared Garnet.
What?
We have to lick each other's pussy.
You are helpless before my sexy beauty.
Halia smiled and blushed. She glanced at me.
So helpless. I knew it.
My sister squealed in delight as she moved over Halia, wings fluttering. As they fell into their 69,
I watched Bagi licking up the cum off Pani's face and then sharing it with the Naga. They kissed and moaned. It was so hot to watch. But Pani needed to come, and I had to fuck my Rakshasa in the ass.
Bagi,
I said, my voice stern.
Yes, my lord?
She asked, lifting her face. Her whiskers twitched. Eat her cunt out. I commanded, my eyes flicking to the Naga's pussy. Her scales started right beneath her twat. She had a tight slit right there where it could easily be gotten to.
I'm going to fuck your ass while you do it.
Yes. Pani hissed.
Gladly.
Cooed Bagi. She moved down the Naga's body. She ducked her whiskered face between those big tits, licking down Pani's breastbone. The Rakshasa went lower with one long lick down the Naga's body. Pani giggled when Bagi crossed her belly button. Then the feline monster girl reached the Naga's pussy and licked.
Yes.
Pani moaned out. I fell to my knees behind Bagi. Her furry tail swept over my chest. The soft fur caressed me. I savored it as I aimed my cock right at her twat. I pressed my dick into her pussy. I savored the contact of her bald cunt on my tip. I rubbed up and down her slit. A forked tongue brushed my balls. Bagi hissed in delight. I grinned and pressed the crown of my cock into her juicy pussy. Her folds parted for me. They slid around my cock, welcoming me into her depths. I groaned at the wonderful delight of sliding my cock into her cunt. The pleasure rippled around me. It was amazing.
Fuck.
I groaned, sliding deeper and deeper into her cunt.
I know.
The Rakshasa moaned, squeezing her snatch around my dick.
Oh Lord Leo, that's good. That's so good. You have an amazing dick.
But I thought you were fucking my ass.
Patience.
I groaned, her tail swishing over my torso. Pani's forked tongue brushed my balls again while I marinated in Bagi's pussy. The Rakshasa's catters twitched as she feasted on the Naga. The Rakshasa's pussy felt amazing around my dick. She clenched about me, making me just want to fuck her. My hands grabbed her butt cheeks. I parted them and stared at her puckered asshole. I grinned. I wanted to sodomize her so badly. To just slam into her bowels and make her howl in delight. I ripped my cock out of her pussy and shifted my dripping shaft to her back door.
Yes, Lord Leo,
moaned the Rakshasa.
Fuck her assass, master,
hissed the happy Naga.
Ooh, her tongue feels so rough and naughty on my pussy. I love it when she eats me out.
I grinned and thrust against Bagi's asshole. Her anal ring resisted, but only for a moment. She couldn't hold out against my desire to ass fuck my new monster girl. Her sphincter widened and slid over the tip of my dick. I groaned at the bliss of that moment. My face twisted in delight. A big grin spread on my lips as I slid into her. I went deeper and deeper. She hissed, licking at Pani's pussy. Her tail slid, the fuzzy massage teasing me. It was a wild treat. I enjoyed every moment of it. I groaned, reveling in this delight. I penetrated her asshole. I slid to the hilt in her, and it felt incredible to be in her velvety sheath.
Lord Leo!
She moaned out. I grinned, my hand stroking her sides. Her tail caressed over me, teasing me. I gripped her hips and drew back. Her bowels held on tight. It was fantastic. Amazing. This was a wondrous delight to pump away at her asshole. She purred into Pani's cunt. The Naga's tongue kept flicking out and brushing my balls. She played with them. I loved every second of her caress. I savored the forked end sliding through my pubic hair to caress my nutsack.
Oh yes, yes,
purred Bagi.
Oh Lord Leo. Yes, master, assess fuck her hard.
The Naga's tongue brushed my taint this time.
Mmm, she's licking so hard at my cunt.
I grinned, watching Bagi's ears, thrusting out of her orange hair, twitch. I shuddered, thrusting with passion. I buried into her with powerful strokes. I slammed to the hilt in her bowels again and again. I fucked her with passion. She whimpered, her tail twitching. She humped back into me, her asshole squeezing about me. The velvety sheath massaged me, the ache building and building at the tip. That explosive pressure that would burst out of me. My hands roamed her pale, striped body. I caressed her skin as I plowed into her bowels. My balls smacked into her taint. The pleasure slammed through my body. I groaned, thrusting away at her. I buried into her again and again. I slammed to the hilt in her. It was incredible. Amazing. I grinned as I fucked her. I slammed to the hilt in her hard. Fast. My balls tightened, bathed by Pani's flicking tongue. She cooed as I ass-fucked the Rakshasa, groaning and grunting, adding my passion to the moans around us.
That's it.
I growled.
I'm going to dump my cum into your asshole.
Yes. She moaned.
Lord Leo, use my bowels.
Come in them.
Come in her.
Yipped one of the wild hounds.
Oh Lord Leo, just spurt in her.
Moaned a will-o-wisp.
You deserve the reward, Leo.
Purred Lana. Then she gasped.
Dvasia, you naughty delight. Big sis Lana's pussy.
The will-o-wisp cooed. I grinned, the orgy raging around us. I could hear Garnet and Halia moaning as they devoured each other on the bed. The passion resounded through the room. It was delicious. I groaned, thrusting faster and faster into Bagi's asshole. Her tail swished over my chest. The fuzzy massage added this wonderful punctuation to the thrill of ass-fucking her. I thrust into her as hard and fast as I could. I pounded her in the ass with all my strength. My dick throbbed, the pressure building and building in my nuts. I would unleash so much cum into her bowels. I would hose her down. I groaned, the heat rising in my shaft. The pleasure built and built. It was incredible to enjoy. I savored it. The heat rushed through me.
My mind melted beneath the thrill of ass-fucking her. I pounded her with passion. I ran my dick into her asshole and loved every second of it. Her tail stiffened. Her ears twitched.
Lord Leo!
I slid my hands up her sides to grip her round breasts. I squeezed her firm mounds and growled.
Are you going to come?
I know I am. Cooed Pani.
Oh, Bagi, that SSSSS it. Just like that.
Yes. The Naga's white banded tail swished across the floor as she squirmed. Bagi's asshole clenched as her head moved, clearly lapping up the flood of Naga juices. I groaned, thrusting forward hard. I buried to the hilt in the Rakshasa's bowels, my balls cracking into her taint. Her asshole convulsed around my dick as I pulled back. A purring moan rose in her throat. I groaned, savoring her writhing bowels. I slammed back into her coming hole, savoring the pleasure of this moment.
Fuck yes!
I snarled and erupted. I pumped my cum into her bowels. Her hot sheath rippled and writhed around me. That wonderful hole felt amazing. Stars danced before my eyes. I groaned, savoring the pleasure of unloading over and over into her bowels. I gripped her boobs and basted her bowels. The pleasure rushed through me. It was an amazing delight. A wonderful bliss. I shuddered, squeezing my eyes shut and reveling in every last moment of the monster girl's asshole spasming around my spurting dick. I fired every last drop in her.
Oh, Lord Leo!
She moaned, her tail swishing lazily across my chest.
That was amazing.
It was. I panted.
Big bro!
Squealed Garnet.
Halia's totally a virgin. You have got to come and fuck her!
My dick throbbed in Bagi's asshole. Chapter 35.
Yes, you do, Leo.
Lana Fullman said to her number one fan as he pulled out of Bagi's asshole.
Allow me to clean off your dick so you can be pristine for her virgin pussy.
Yes, 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 moaned Garnet. The succubus sounded so excited to the lightning sprite.
I'll keep her all buttered up for you. She's such a sexy fighter.
Paladin now, Leo said, his chest rising and falling.
Of the goddess of light.
Hot.
Mmm, it is.
Lana purred. The movie starlet fell to her knees before her number one fan and smiled at him. She could smell the sour, earthy flavor of the Rakshasa's asshole. That didn't bother her one bit. She opened her mouth wide and sucked his cock into her hungry mouth. Her lips slid over his dirty crown. That naughty flavor of Bagi's asshole filled Lana's mouth. Her lightning wings fluttered behind her, current crackling across the strands of her hair.
Damn!
He groaned, his hands sliding over her silver face, stroking her.
You are amazing, Lana Fullman!
I know, the movie starlet thought. She nursed on his dirty dick, her tongue sliding around his cock. She polished his pull clean of that dirty and yet yummy flavor. Her pussy clenched as she gladly worshipped his cock. He had proven himself a man worth serving and loving today. He groaned, a big smile crossing his face. His fingers slid into the golden, electrified strands of her hair. She nursed on him with hunger, bobbing her head. Her lips slid lower down his cock each time. She took more of him in her mouth, reaching new parts of his cock to buff clean. She would make him ready for taking Halia's virginity. The human warrior deserved the delight of having her first time on this cock. She would climax hard on him. Wings fluttering, Lana made sure his dick was pristine.
Fuck, you're amazing! Groaned Leo.
Lana Fullman!
Jane Dangerous herself.
A pleased shudder ran through the movie starlet. She sucked hard on him, her cheeks hollowing. Her eyes squeezed shut as she bobbed her head. She worked her mouth up and down his cock. Her tongue danced around his dick, making him groan. The sounds he made were such stunning delights to hear. She nursed with hunger. She bobbed her head until she had to swallow the tip of his cock. She wanted to clean every inch of him. She swallowed him inch after inch. He groaned, his young, handsome face twisting with pleasure.
Lana!
He groaned. Oh, Lana, that's perfect. That's amazing. You're going to make me come so hard, aren't you? She moaned around his dick. Get me nice and clean for Halia's pussy. He looked past her to the bed. I'm so ready for you, Lord Leo.
Whimpered Halia.
I'm your vassal now.
Yes, you are.
Giggled Garnet.
Ooh, Lana, you're so sneaky.
I wanted to suck on his dick. Joy rippled through Lana at beating the naughty succubus. The movie starlet shuddered, her lips pressing into Leo's bush. His black, wiry hair spilled over her. She moaned around him, her throat massaging his cock. He shuddered, his face contorting with delight. She danced her tongue around his shaft, the earthy flavor of Bagi's asshole fading and fading. Lana savored it while she could, polishing his cock clean. She moaned around him, then the flavor was gone. She drew up his shaft, sucking the entire time. He groaned, his muscular, tattooed chest rising and falling. Four glyphs of the 12. She danced her tongue around his shaft. She loved caressing him. Teasing him.
Fuck, I'm going to come.
He groaned. Come, big bro, so you can pop Halia's cherry cunt.
Garnet cooed.
He popped mine, Halia. And it was awesome. Quay, it was the best moment of my big brother's life.
Maybe.
Groaned Leo.
He glanced down at Lana.
But there are so many delights in this world. It's hard to choose the best. Lana smiled around his cock and sucked hard on him. Her cheeks hollowed. She loved him while bobbing her head. She worked her mouth up and down his dick. She sucked on him with such hunger. It was amazing that he would come in her mouth.
His fingers tightened in her hair.
He groaned, so she nursed harder. Hungrier. She sucked on him with all her might. He groaned as he stared down at her. His smile spread on his lips,
Her number one fan erupted into Lana's mouth. He groaned, his handsome face twisting in pleasure. He pumped that salty cum into her mouth. Her wings fluttered as she savored it. Delight rippled through her body as he pumped load after load of jizz into her mouth. His hands gripped her golden hair, current arcing through her strands.
Fuck yes! He groaned. Oh, Garnet!
Halia gasped in the background.
Oh, Garnet, that's... Yes!
Halia joined Leo in coming. Lana shuddered, sucking down all that jizz. His cock was polished clean of the Rakshasa's asshole. Lana had readied her number one fan to enjoy Halia's pussy. The human woman would savor losing her cherry to this man. Lana wished he had taken hers, but she had lost hers so long ago and in such unsatisfactory circumstances.
Damn, Lana!
Groaned Leo, staring down at her dark eyes.
You are amazing!
She winked at him as she sucked her way off his cock. She popped off.
Enjoy her, Leo. Make her feel loved.
You're going to love this, Garnet said. She lay beside Halia, the human paladin trembling. Leo's dick gleamed in Lana's spittle. The virgin swallowed. She didn't resist as Garnet's soft hand landed on her left thigh and pulled it from her right, exposing her pussy to Leo's gaze. Halia felt so exposed, her black bush drenched in her cream from Garnet's naughty licking. She's all nice and buttered up for you, big bro, the succubus said. She smacked her lips together.
Go to town on her.
You mean make love to her? Leo asked as he settled between Halia's thighs.
Sure, sure, said Garnet. Fuck, make love, go to pound town. It's all the same thing.
A mischievous glint flashed in her red eyes.
Quay, heh heh, just make her come on that amazing cock.
She glanced at Halia.
My big brother has an amazing cock. You've seen everyone going nuts on it.
So amazing. Boggy purred. The Rakshasa pulled Lana to her and the pair kissed, their boobs pressing together. Halia's big boobs rose and fell as Leo sank between her thighs. His big cock thrust out before him. It pulsed with his heartbeat and bobbed up and down. The human swallowed as she stared at his girth. He had so much thrusting out from him. He had a big dick that would soon ram into her hard and fast. That would make her feel things she wasn't sure she was prepared to experience. She drew in a deep breath, her heart pounding in her chest. She bit her lower lip and swallowed. Her eyes locked on his cock as it swayed before him. That was about to go into her. It seemed so impossible, but even Petite Garnet had taken that big dick in her pussy. She is a succubus, though, thought Halia. Garnet grabbed her brother's cock. She stroked him and pulled him closer and closer to Halia's pussy. The paladin shuddered, her big boobs jiggling. She had once sworn to defeat all the dungeon builders, and here she was about to become one's lover. To join his harem. She might be the first human woman to ever willingly sleep with a dungeon builder. Am I a traitor to my people? She bit her lower lip. No, no, Lady Sharita blessed me. She approved of this union and... Halia stared into Leo's eyes. He's not evil. He's a good man. Heat rippled out of her pussy. And a handsome man.
Oh, that's delicious, Pani,
moaned Yusuku, the Fomorian sounding so throaty.
That forked tongue feels incredible in my pussy.
Then Leo's cock pressed into Halia's bush and brushed the lips of her pussy, bringing her attention back to him. A shiver of excited lust rippled through Halia. She was so ready for this. So relaxed by all the naughty things the monster girls had done to her, especially Wicked Garnet. The succubus slid his cock up and down Halia's slit, nudging her clit, and then pushing Leo right against her hymen. He leaned his weight down on his hands, looming over her. He was young, handsome, and strong. Her hands, trembling, reached up and pressed against his chest. She caressed his muscles and slid over the four glyphs tattooed above his heart. Her fingers swept over darkness, water, life, and lightning. He had grown stronger today. That was good. He was needed to change the world.
You ready, Halia?
He asked, his words gentle but powerful.
Yes.
He thrust. She gasped. Her hymen held out for a moment, stretching before his cock, but then her maidenhead tore. His cock penetrated her liquid depths. Her pussy squeezed about his thick girth. His dick pressed deeper and deeper into her. He touched parts of her that she didn't know existed. She experienced the pleasure that she didn't know she could feel. Masturbating had been fun. Having her pussy licked had been wickedly delicious. But this was ecstasy. Fulfilling. This was what her body had always craved.
Lord Leo!
She gasped as he sheathed his sword to the hilt in her.
Yes!
Garnet squealed, snuggling up tight, her small breasts rubbing into Halia's side.
Enjoy my big brother!
The succubus kissed Halia on the lips. The succubus's tongue thrust into Halia's mouth and danced around. It was such a stirring delight. She shuddered, her mouth working against the wicked succubus. Their tongues fluttered about each other. It was amazing to enjoy, soft lips and a hard cock in her. Then Leo lowered himself down, enjoying the kiss. He hugged Halia and Garnet, holding them both. Halia whimpered, his chest rubbing into her breasts. She loved his weight on her. It felt so right, like she was born for this moment. He drew back his hips. She squealed into the three-way kiss as his cock slid out of her snatch. Her pussy clenched down on him. She didn't want him to leave her. But then he thrust back into her cunt. She shuddered, her twat squeezing tight about him. She loved the feel of his cock thrusting in and out of her. Their three tongues danced while she whimpered and squirmed beneath him. Her nipples rubbed into his chest. She put her left arm around Garnet and her right around him, her hand rubbing up and down his muscular back. She broke the kiss.
Lord Leo!
She gasped in awe.
Oh, Lord Leo. I know.
Garnet cooed.
Quay, heh heh, he feels good in you, doesn't he?
Yes.
Her pussy clenched around his dick.
So good. And you, big bro?
How's her virgin twat?
Damn good.
Groaned Leo.
Halia, you're amazing. I'm glad to make you a part of my harem.
The paladin burst with joy and beamed up at him, the pleasure rippling through her body. He slammed his cock into her pussy. He buried deep and hard into her snatch. Her twat gripped him. She loved the feel of that thick dick plunging into her juicy depths. It was incredible. Her body was made for this moment. She stroked his back and squeezed Garnet's butt. The naughty succubus rubbed her lithe body against Halia's side, clearly so happy to be a part of what the paladin shared with her lord.
Yes. He growled. Lady Sherida.
Gasped Halia in awe.
This is amazing. I know.
Garnet groaned.
It's perfect to be united with my big brother. To have his cock in your pussy. Be honored to be his.
I am. Her pussy clenched down on his cock, her orgasm building and building.
So honored.
He grinned down at her as he pumped his cock into her cunt. He thrust his dick in and out of her pussy. He plunged to the hilt in her again and again. It was amazing for her. Every thrust built and built her orgasm. She came closer and closer to that moment of explosive release. She would have such a huge climax. It would be spectacular. She squeezed her cunt down on his dick. She held him tight. He thrust hard into her. He fucked her with passion. It was incredible to feel. To experience. She came closer and closer to coming on his dick. She wanted it so much. She stared up into his dark eyes as his cock plunged to the hilt in her pussy over and over again. He filled her up. It was such a delicious delight to experience.
Yes, yes, yes.
She gasped. I'm almost there.
Good.
He groaned. Don't hold back. Let me feel that pleasure, Halia. Love my cock.
Love me.
Yes, Lord Leo. Her pussy clamped down hard on his cock, the friction swelling her orgasm.
I do love you. I'm yours.
Yes. The wicked succubus cooed. Leo kissed Halia. This time, just her. His lips were on hers, strong and hungry. His tongue thrust into her as his dick did the same. Her nipples throbbed against his chest. Her fingernails clawed at his back. She raked her right hand down him as she soared towards her climax. She reached the heights of pleasure and came. She squealed into the kiss while her pussy went wild about his cock. Her cunt rippled about his big dick pumping in and out of her deflowered depths. He buried to the hilt in her, groaning into her lips. She shuddered, savoring this wonderful moment. It was incredible. She trembled beneath him. Her pussy writhed and spasmed around his dick. She shuddered through the pleasure of this moment. Her gasps and moans echoed through the air. They were beautiful. Delicious. She treasured the sounds she made. He broke the kiss. Halia, I love you.
Yes.
She gasped. He buried into her and came. His cock pumped his seed into her. She shuddered beneath him, her pussy going wild. Her twat rippled and writhed around his dick. Her twat sucked at him with hunger. Stars burst across her vision. Joy exploded through her as she climaxed a second time. Lord Leo. Waves of delight washed through her body. The rapture splashed across her mind. She trembled through the bliss of this moment. She groaned and gasped, savoring every moment of this rapture. Every last second of this ecstasy.
Lord Leo, yes.
She gasped. Halia. He groaned.
Quay, heh heh.
Chortled the wicked little succubus. Leo fired more of his cum into her. She shuddered as her pussy worked out the last of his jizz. The bliss drowned her mind. Her thoughts brimmed with all that passion that he pumped into her. She shuddered, her heart beating so fast. The pleasure suffused her very being. She fluttered her eyes, her pulse so rapid. She would fight for Lord Leo. She would be his sword and his lover. She would help him show the world that not all dungeon builders were evil. A smile spread across her lips as he ducked his head down and stroked her cheek.
I love you.
She whispered. He kissed her, and joy suffused her very being. Sometime later, after deflowering Halia, I found myself in the vault. My harem had fucked themselves out. I had to start redesigning my base. I had new powers. New traps. New monster girls I could make. I brimmed with energy. But I also had new companions to make to join Lana and my little sister. Water and life. I grabbed the void crystal. Celine smiled up at me. She stretched her back, her big boobs, for her size, jiggled as I concentrated.
Who are you going to pick?
She asked as I selected the water companion. Girls flicked through my mind. Women from my life. I discarded Nina Naughty. My favorite porn star didn't feel like water. Alizi, the head cheerleader, was a very flighty girl. Hot, but water was something that cared and was gentle. Something soothing and welcoming. Tara, the perky barista, didn't quite feel right for that, nor Crystal, my older sister. She wasn't comforting at all. An icy bitch. Ms. Trueno? My busta, Hispanic teacher was special, but she didn't feel right either. Maybe Mrs. Lucina? She was a bright and cheerful MILF who lived on my street. Married, but I wasn't bringing the real her here, just a copy to love me. She was tempting. Definitely not Morana, that bitchy goth girl. She was sexy, but not water. Again, this Japanese girl I knew wasn't right either. She was intelligent. Too intelligent. Water was intuitive, and Maya, my best friend. She was always around for as long as I could imagine.
I had hardly thought of her since being thrust into this strange world, but she should be here. She should be sharing this with me and... There was always a part of me that had a crush on her. Deep down, something that I didn't want to admit because I was scared it would ruin our friendship. I imagined Maya as an Undine. Her brown hair and freckled and heart-shaped face. The gentle compassion she had. That big smile that could melt anyone's heart. Then I conjured her in her new form. Blue hair, sapphire eyes, and a flawless body made of water that rippled ever so slightly when she moved. Round breasts that jiggled, and that smile. That wonderful smile. The power rushed out of me. I called upon her soul. And then she appeared, birthed out of the void, copied from our world just like I was. Almost like I had downloaded her. A microtransaction to let me get a new hero character for this dungeon-building sim and RTS game. That was what this world felt like. Leo! She gasped in shock, her body rippling with her sudden emotion. I heard you call me Aunt. She flung herself at me. Her flesh, though made of water, was warm and comforting. She didn't flow around me but held her shape. I hugged her as she buried her face into my chest. She breathed in slowly. Still in a coma, huh? I asked. Still in a coma. She whispered. Garnet's so mopey. She said she had a dream that she was with you as a succubus and that you were happy. I am happy. I told my best friend, stroking her back. Even more happy that you're here. She stared up at me, her eyes such a deep sapphire, different from the lighter, clearer shade of which was the rest of her. I'm not afraid to say it. She whispered. I love you, Leo. I've been so scared that you would never wake up. I might not. I said. But a version of me has found something new. I smiled at her. I've always had a crush on you, too. I love you, Maya. She kissed me. Her lips rippled against me, her boobs rubbing on my chest. She was such a delicious creature. My best friend was here. I held her to me and rejoiced at the sweetness of kissing my Undine's lips that I broke the kiss. We have got a lot of work ahead of us here. I'll catch you up later, but I need to summon one more person. Alizi or Terra? Maya asked as I broke from her, a teasing glint in her eyes. Or maybe that porn star you're always jacking it to. My cheeks warmed. Maybe. I grabbed the void crystal. The black gem hoovered up the mana in the air, a slight breeze rustling over me. I focused on the life companion. I had several ideas of who would make a good one, including Mrs. Lucina. But then it was like my soul had decided for me. I summoned my mother. I had already crossed that taboo line with my little sister. My mother embodied life in so many wonderful ways. I could see her, that smiling and friendly face, her black hair falling around her shoulders. She was busted. A generous and curvy woman. My dick throbbed at the incestuous ache of lust I'd had for her. I didn't have to be ashamed of it any longer. I pictured her in her new form. A dried root-like feet that grew up into nut brown and gorgeous legs. Leafy green hair that fell around that mature and motherly face. Green eyes that sparkled with love for me. And the bounty of her breasts. Large and lush. Just perfect for suckling at once more. Then she appeared. She conjured from the stone, Maya beside me. She gasped at the sight of my mother forming into this world, a busted dryad stretching like she had just come awake from a dream. She let out a soft sigh, then she blinked. Leo? Hey, Mom. I said, swallowing. This was so wrong of me to do, but Garnet had planted the seeds. Of course, there was no way that my mother would have a crush on me the way that Garnet did. That would be impossible. Mom threw herself at me and kissed me with such passion. I groaned at the feel of my mother's lips on mine. The taboo thrill of kissing my mother swept through me. My cock throbbed as Maya burst into laughter. Mama's boy! Maya chortled. Then Mom broke the kiss and purred. I always wanted to do that, Leo. She kissed me again. Heat burst through me. I had a feeling my life as a dungeon builder was about to get a whole lot more interesting. And not just because I had risen in power. I would have to contend with more heroes assaulting my dungeon, more builders trying to take what I had, and the very question of why I was here. Why had I been summoned to this world and given these powers? I wanted answers. But it was so hard to think with my mother's lips on mine. I didn't know what tomorrow held, but I knew what I would be doing right now. There were definitely perks to being a dungeon builder. Fujin sat upon his throne of flames, an ostentatious display on his part. His first and most favorite companion sat on his lap. Amante was a busted woman whose body looked made of cooling magma, black but with cracks of glowing fire rippling across her perfect figure. She was soft and so wonderfully hot. He's growing in power. Amante purred. Yes, he is, Fujin said. The dungeon builder stared at the screen, watching the fight between Leo and Jindag. A brutal fight and one that ended with Jindag dead and Leo prevailing. He has principles. He fights against the corruption. You admire him. It was almost an accusation. How can I not admire what I once was? Fujin smiled, but it didn't touch his eyes. He's perfect. He's what I need to figure it all out. Why we are here. Who the incarnation is. There must be a reason. You'll lead him like a lamb to the slaughter. My sacrifice to find out the truth. Fujin stroked her back. We should visit him. Offer our congratulations. Then we should see the twins. Amante purred her delight and kissed him. He closed his eyes and held her tight to him. He had brought his wife to this world. He had made her his molten queen. He kissed her with fiery passion, but his thoughts were on Leo on finding out the truth of this world. He could not truly master it without understanding it. The end.
You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.